And now they can't fix the government, so there's 20 things that are happening all at the same time. Now,
why don't you say those 20 things? Let's list the 20 things that are happening.
Okay. Media is dead. You know what media is? Media. Yes?
Don't be an asshole. Okay, media is dead. I don't know, Bob.
Media is dead. I was the first to announce it 40 years ago. So what do you mean by it?
Oh, media has no say anymore. That's one of the things. So they could just normally drive a narrative and say something, and then that would be. Well, that doesn't work anymore. They're going to work around. That's why they're going to have to stop everything. So that's new. It's been dead,
okay,
but they always
Ion,
used it.
Let me, yeah, always use it. They can't use it anymore. The elites know this. The bad people know this, so they're going to shut all the media down as an excuse.
Soon, yes.
They're going to have a blackout because there already is, and they can't be on the receiving end of that. They're going to be 10. There's another thing going on because they don't want people to know that nobody's listening anymore. That's your point, right?
Well, and it's even worse than that. Not only are they not listening, if they would just become hermits and don't listen to anything, that'd be okay. But they're not doing that. They're talking amongst themselves. They've got the old, what do you call it? Carolyn used to call it the party line. They got the old timey party line. They got a party line going on. And everybody's talking. And that's a problem because they're not saying the right words. And they're not listening to The View. And they're not listening to this NBC and blah, 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 blah. They're not listening to that, you see. So
right. So the people are getting worked up. And they won't do the vaccination. So that didn't work. So they're going to
obviously do something else.
Marburg.
What they're saying now is that everybody's got the jab is getting the corona. They're saying because that you could gonna have that. What's the point of having the jab if you're gonna get it diving anyway? It's starting to catch up. People got to start dying faster so they can force people to come in here. Your buddy Mr. Dershowitz come in there and said you don't have a right not to get vaccinated. They'll come, the state can come and take you and line you up and take you to a doctor and stick it in your arm, jab you. You have no say in this. You have no right.
Well,
to have
okay,
a say.
Who's saying that? Dershowitz? I don't know what you're saying.
Alan Dershowitz.
I can't tell what you said, what you just.
Alan
I know who he
Dershowitz.
Is.
What did he say?
In one sit, what did he say?
You don't have a right.
Contradictory.
Humans don't have the right. Humans don't have the right to not get vaccinated. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, the state has the right to take you to a doctor's office and stick a needle in your arm. And ain't nothing you can do about it. So he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He said, you don't have a right. He said, you think you don't have a right
not to
wear a mask.
Now, I got what you're saying. Now, let me translate. So he, a friend of Epstein, a pervert, has turned to the bad people's side.
Well, no, it's just a moment. It's fleeting. It's just a moment. He's all over the place, Bob. You know him. He's up and down like a window shade.
Okay, so he's not a convinced conspirator. Right now, he thinks it's dangerous and everybody should get vaccinated. He's using his logic. It's his logic. Okay, now you're saying that the people are not going to take the vaccination. Too much resistance there. So they're going to the food and poison the food.
Correct.
And you also implied that people have to start dying fast. Otherwise, the people have time to say, well, I'm not getting the vaccination. I'm not even going to eat any food. We're all going to die anyway. So they have to speed up the dying for what effect? So that they think they have to get saved before they come
and
say, well, nothing's going
to
save me is what they don't. They don't want people to get to the point of saying, nothing's going to save me, so fuck you, I'm not showing up, and I'll just live my life till I die. They don't want that to happen. They want people to get panicked, and then they control people, and so they're going to have to kill a lot of people, make everybody panic, holy shit, what's going on? And then you have the FEMA camps and that thing, and you have the attack on the unvaccinated, right?
Okay, Yeah, that's one. We got 19 more to go. I hope you got a little time
great.
To do this. Okay, number
this.
Two.
Very good.
You know, we can't go so far. We got to go a little faster. The next one has stopped all learning. No one learns. Education is gone. There is no learning. You can know something, but you check what the Googler says. So now that system has replaced. There is no learning. There is no by rote anymore. Like you practice your things. You practice something until you get good at it. Now if you want to know how to knit, you look on the internet how to knit something, and then you find out you can just order it. You don't have to knit it. So you don't even have to know how to knit. So that's gone. Okay. The next thing. It's come
well,
to a
what,
place
when you
where,
say there's no learning, okay, to translate. There's no learning. What are people doing then?
The same. All right. Here's your perfect living example. You've got. We are so glad you said that. That is perfect words. Go to Fuck You University Wednesday night. Achieve Radio. Don't miss it. Be there. What do y'all learn? Nothing. What do y'all do? Banter.
Nothing.
What do y'all do? Talk. Bad.
Yeah.
Great. How Duffy Doodle Doo likes it, doesn't like it, wants it, doesn't know, really for it, not for it. Well, he was making conversation. Well, I don't know. I'm not even involved in this conversation. Do you see what I'm saying? And then after about 45 minutes, he says, is anybody there? They've gone to the beach.
Look, are you talking about universities? People go to universities and they just Zoom, but they're not taking tests or doing anything. What is
they're
the
not learning
of nobody's?
They're not learning anything.
Yeah,
they
don't need
anything.
To learn anything. They don't need to learn
correct.
Anything.
Correct. Doctors don't need to learn to doctor. They have a PDA in their hand. They can cross-reference anything in their hand. They don't got to know how to
I
do anything.
I understand that. I understand nobody needs to learn anything. But they are pretending they are by going to universities and football games and all that stuff. Right?
They're doing it
to be social and to get laid.
Fine. But that's not learning. So that's fine. They're still just doing, they're filling in the blanks. What do you do? I fill in the blank. That's what I do. Okay.
So what's
three.
The problem
three.
That people aren't learning? Is this a bad thing and make people more reason they should die because they're not learning?
When you turn off when you turn off the machine that makes you smart, you're then stupid enough to realize you're not smart.
but is there a disservice of people not learning?
We'll see.
I understand. You turn off the machine. Makes you smart. Next.
Right. Oh, wait. It makes you smart? No. You turn off the, you have an EMP, everybody dies because they don't know anything. They can't do anything.
And
isn't that
they don't know how to do anything.
Point?
They can't get anywhere. Their car doesn't work. They have nothing but rice in their pantry and they're sick of rice. And I don't know, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we shall die.
Yeah. Now, it did seem that you said that if they turn the machine off, then they get smart. Did you mean that?
No. What we said was we said they're stupid enough. It makes people stupid enough to realize that they're not smart. See, they're stupid now when they got all the information. But if you
realize, they don't know it.
They realize. And they realize when you turn it off, then they can't live without it. It fills their space.
Okay. I get that. That's a
so
way
that's
of
gone.
Saying the EMP does everybody in.
Okay, that's another thing. Okay, number three, number four.
If they black out the media, the elites, does that include everything? Is that like a mild EMP where everybody realizes, or it's just the news?
They don't have it.
Off?
No, it's all of it. It's all of it. See, it's TikTok, it's YouTube, BoobTube. It's Bob. People can't live without their porn. What will they do without porn? They don't know how to fuck anymore. They just watch porn. They don't do anything. They won't have anything. There's nothing left, Bob. There's nothing left. Just saying.
Okay, so what you're...
The only thing left...
Yeah,
the only thing working is the Vietnamese people, and they do the manicures and the pedicures. And they put on the fingernails, and they scrape your feet. That's the only thing working. They're the only things working, Bob. They just do the nails. They do the fingernails.
Okay, listen,
all good.
I got that. So the EMP's not going to knock out this conscious fear base by the elites to turn off the media so they don't... if people realize they're not listening... They're turning off the media. It's a mini EMP, not the EMP.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. Okay, now that's four. So now number five. What's happening
four?
Now
no,
is...
we did. Wait, what did we do? Two. Me. We did.
Oh my God.
What was the first thing? Media.
Media and education.
Hey, two things. Media and education. What's the third thing?
Was the education? Education is gone.
Well, that's part of the second one.
We don't think so.
Okay, so general learning, the EMP, yeah, people are vulnerable to not when it's turned off, either by the conscious
right.
world,
and so,
the elite, or EMP. So then there's no education.
And so much
and
so.
So, what the,
so everybody's taking the proof of that is everybody's taking their kids out of public school. Where are they putting them? There ain't enough private schools. Where are they putting them? Where is everybody going? Or are they going to teach them and go home? And not learn at home if I'm not going to learn something that's good. Okay, let's just speed through this a little bit to make this work for you.
Yeah.
And now you have the next big issue. The big issue is your economy. There is no longer an economy. And now this is another form that's fallen. Now, nothing is clearer than what's happened at Deutsche Bank. Nothing is clearer than at Deutsche Bank. Now, the United States has a fictitious stock market. It's fictitious. It's not true at all. They're just saying stuff. You know, it went down 1,000 points. Oh, it's the end of it. Okay, we'll fix that. Okay, went up 500 points. Okay, went 700 points. Okay, we're all rich. We're rich. God damn, we're rich. And then it all falls. Oh, we're poor. You know, rich dad, poor dad. So it's all pimped up. So now, the driving force of what you call economy is done. Well, what we really want to say is the gross national product is over. And if you say that, that affects a lot of things from that side, you see. They may have to break into the hob and trust if they keep going like this, you see. Okay, that's the next one. Okay, and then the next one would be the fall of how people interact, the interaction of people to people. You see, and you have that even represented in your world, where Maggie gets in and gets some crazy idea in her head, starts arguing and hollering because everybody else jumps on her, slaps her, and then they hang up because they don't like it. You make me angry, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm gone. There's no mortar to hold a person to have an opinion. They're not allowed to have an opinion any longer. You don't have that position. You don't have that right.
Okay.
That's huge. Go ahead, man. Say your words.
Right. Carolyn, are you writing these out? That was number five. Are you writing them?
Yeah.
You're adding them up. Ion, are you going to email me the TikTok so I can put it out there?
Carolyn will do it.
No, she can't do it. She doesn't know how to put it out there. Right, Carolyn? She doesn't know how to disseminate.
We typically don't do that because you were terse one time.
You send me TikToks all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have email on my phone to send that out. But what I can do is find it on TikTok.
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah,
we got
just send it to me. You were just saying you don't do that. What don't you do? Because you send me ones all the time.
Sometimes. It's rare. Very rare.
Yeah, you don't send as many now. Is there a reason?
Not to you.
What's the reason?
Yeah, because you were terse one time about it.
Oh, I'd be punished.
Yeah. He didn't like it, so if you don't like, we're not going to make you endure something you don't like, so that'll fix that.
No, I don't mind not getting TikToks unless they're really important, and I can see it on Carolyn, but this is a great one to put out.
Okay.
So she can't do it, so I'll put out. Okay.
Okay,
number six.
In your box.
Okay, good. I'll send up. But you want to go into number six?
Okay. Number six is you come into the place where the body, the baseline of the human existence has been challenged. Now, that's a big topic, but we're going to break that down. There's a couple of parts to it, and they're individual parts, but basically we're changing the baseline. Okay? Now, Carolyn's going to be involved with this more than you, Bob, but they set up prescriptions of you need this much food, this many calories, this much fat, this much this, tit-tat, in order to be balanced in your life. Total fucked up biology. Don't have too much arsenic with your cereal, even though it'll make your teeth really pretty and white, but don't have too much. A little bit's okay, but not too much. All right, that's all changing. The baseline is changing, and that's what's allowing these horrific all-life-ending diseases that are afoot. Now, that's making this shift. So that takes care of like three different parts. Now, each one of the individual epidemics and epidemiology that we're going to present, each one of those would be a number. Because what they're going to do is they're going to do one, like COVID, like the seven steps of COVID. And then they have the list, and then the epsilon, and then they do the mu, which is the one, the water. Now you're fixing to have it where they're spraying it on the food. So those are different levels of problem of everything going down the toilet. Now, we did Deutsche Bank, basically the banking system, the whole banking system is over. But that's because of what you said, and now it's happening. So that's a problem now. Because, Bob, somehow between now and next Thursday, you're going to have to come up with a new currency.
Okay, so you brought up Deutsche Bank a minute ago. That was the Wall Street topic,
yeah,
stock market
as
topic,
well.
Right?
No.
Yeah, now,
are you
gone into issue number seven, or are we still doing six, which was
no,
the
no,
body?
Seven. No, it's seven.
Okay.
It's seven. It's seven.
Seven is Deutsche Bank.
Wall Street is buying and selling of companies. They use money to do that. I'll give you that. We'll give you that. But this now we're talking about money, which is a separate aspect. See, that's what I'm saying. There's like, you would say it's a part of it, and it might be, but you could have this affect somebody who's not in Wall Street. See, if you get rid of money and they're not in Wall Street, you can't have them in the same subset. It affects everything. But that goes back to the gross national product, which is another step. Okay, now, so money is obfuscated. It's done. All right, they're finding out that time is not linear, and they're actually finding out there is no time. But they won't say that yet. It's actually cyclical, like winter, spring, summer, fall. It's cyclical. It's a circle. It's a cycle. It's Groundhog Day. But you've been saying that for 40 years. It's Groundhog Day. There's nothing new under the sun. You just keep going around and around and around. It's not linear. If you can figure that out, then you can obfuscate time. So time is a marker, Carolyn. That's one, time. The doing away of time.
Number eight. That's number eight.
Yeah, well, wait. But we didn't get – well, number seven was Deutsche Bank, and the,
no,
and the body was number
no,
six.
It was money. Seven was money.
And
that
six
effect,
was
that
the body. What did we learn about the body, Carol?
No one interacts. They can't interact with each other. They can't interact long. They can do it for a second. They can't interact. They can't be interacting. They used to could interact all the time. They used to could sit and play Canasta for hours and enjoy each other's
right.
company. Can't do that anymore. None of that works anymore. Everybody's
okay,
so, play Canasta on their phone. They want to be by themselves.
Right. In my terms, the chemical body is too allergic to people now. The physical chemical body bugs people too much, so they just
okay.
stay in the chip body. Be alone.
It's poisoned. It's poisoned themselves to where they don't feel comfortable being in someone else's environment. Now, whether
well,
that's true or not, now we're negotiating. See, we don't know if that's the case
yeah.
or not. Just give it a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, now the next one. The next one goes into the level or degree of how.
This is number
God.
Eight. Seven was. Time was in the part of money. Time is money.
Time was eight.
What was seven, Carolyn?
Banking system money is gone.
Correct.
And six was no body. Okay. Okay, so we're doing eight, which is what, Carolyn, time?
Time is not linear. No time. Time is now
cyclical,
like the seasons.
And they're proving that. Now they're starting to recognize it. Well, we've got a problem, okay? We don't know what the problem is, but apparently there is no such thing. The newsflash, we just found out today that there is no such thing as time. It's a lie. It's not true. It's not right. It's not the case. Well, then you come back and you find out that time is money. See, they couldn't have, Bob, you know when you pull the needle through the thread, you know, a needle-pulling thread, you're sewing things together. It will affect everything. Okay, like when Carolyn sews up your shirt, she's really good about that. You know, shorts, those little ratty ones, she sews them up. It holds it together and makes it a new part of a new thing. Okay, so they do connect, and you're right, because that's what you're going to say. We know exactly what you're going to say. That's exactly right. You are correct. That's not the point. Okay, now soften that one more time. Now the next thread.
Okay, wait. What the hell was that? That was time, Carolyn? No time?
Yeah.
And how is that a problem?
Oh, it's not for you,
because
but it's
gone.
For the world.
Time is gone. They're starting
so,
to recognize it.
And so what will people do with that?
They'll look at it and say, you mean I'm eternal? God damn, I'm going to be like this for the rest of my fucking life? Oh, hell no. I'm going to chop my head off. They've got a little basket for the guillotine where they chop their heads off, and then it'll be like on Coven when they got Kathy Bates. They cut her head off, Madame Trouveau. They set her on the table and make her watch Roots, Alex Haley's Roots, and she's an old Southern bigot, and they make her watch Roots, and she cries with her head sitting on the table. They're still eternal, and they're furious because they thought they could do what they wanted to and just die. Well, I'll kill me, goddammit. That's all I got to do. I ain't got to do nothing but lay right here. I ain't got nothing to do but lay up here in this bed and die. That's all I got to do. I'm going to lay up here till I die. Do what I do. But they don't die because there's no time.
So, Ion, we're listing 20 uh-ohs. There's no time, but
the
little man speaking out.
Uh-ohs,
okay.
20 different things that are showing up that people are having, or sooner or later, like socialism, they're going to have to deal with it. Sooner or later, they're going to have to deal with it. They don't have to today. All right, today. And you're right. Your words are good, Bob, because you say, no, ain't nothing going to happen, ain't there, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's fine. A lot of this stuff that's occurring, they're forcing it into existence because they're still powerful creators. But what's happened, that's the next one, Carolyn, is the abdication of personal power. The abdication of personal power. And that happened with Queen Elizabeth, Lilibet's uncle. He did it over that Wallace woman. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay, got that.
No. Tom, no, Carolyn.
He was muted. Bob was muted. Bob,
okay.
I think Bob's trying to send us the bloody email while we're having this discussion, and he cannot. We know that.
You've got to
I am doing well at it.
Now you
got to
wash.
Now
you got to wash your hands. Now that's disgusting.
No, I'm doing it well. But Carolyn, everybody's gonna love
the
fact that
we have to go over it again because you.
And we get more information. You don't find out anything. I do by going back. And we have on you more details. You're lousy, Carolyn, on this. Okay, so what is the topic
that's
we're just doing?
That's because I know things. I know it all about.
Just follow this. What is it, the topic? We're doing 9? We're doing 9, which was what, Carolyn?
No, we're on 14.
No, we're not. Come on. We're on 8 or 9. What are we on? Because I had to ask about it.
9. Abdication, personal power, which is what you just did.
Okay, right. I annoyed
it. And they're swarming over the goddamn Pacific Ocean right now because you're shooting your mouth off. You're trying to convince everybody you're going to show them something. You're going to get your ass in a tight spot, and then you're going to say, now figure this out. Now,
He doesn't realize that his words mean something. He talked about how powerful he is.
And what happens is that, Bob, here's what's happening. Because of the five-bodied model, you don't ever give up your power. You know why you never? This is the next one, Carolyn. This is that personal abdication. This is the next problem is that Bob doesn't abdicate his power. Bob, our Bob, not he, not they, not the J.R. Bob Dobbs, Neverett, Marshall, whatever you are today, all those, the collective Bobs. Bob doesn't acknowledge that he has power. So he can't lose something he won't acknowledge that he has. You see? He didn't know what the disease was. How could he ever suffer from it?
Yeah, that makes sense.
What did they do?
Now, what he's done, you don't recognize you have power, so you never let your power go. And everybody else is killing themselves trying to get power. Jenny Bell to this day, and we love us from Jenny Bell to this day is trying to figure the fuck out of how you got where you are. You don't know nothing. You don't do nothing. You don't see about nothing. You don't tend to nothing. You don't do what you're told. You do things you're not told. You're told not to do. You do those things. And you still end up winning every single goddamn time. It's crazy. She's like, I can take one half step one way and I end up in an electric chair and Bob can destroy the fucking world and he gives himself a raise. How does this work? How does it work? Okay, so and that's the other side. You don't acknowledge there's power, so you can't lose it. You see,
right.
You understand.
That makes sense. What did you say, Carol, that makes sense about me and my power?
Well, that's how you are. You act, you say you have all the power in the world, but then you don't
do anything
when someone, when push comes to shove, you won't acknowledge it. You just say, oh, that was a joke. And you just drop it.
Yeah. And somebody says, I'm going to kill myself because you hurt my feelings. Oh, well, go ahead. It's overrated. It was probably not going to work out for you anyway or something. If they really get some fire in their belly, you go, I was joking. Can I make a joke? Why can't I make a joke? It's crazy. Okay, Cam, here's the new problem. Here's the new problem. Here's the next one. Ready?
Yeah. Ready?
Effective
number 10,
October.
Kel. This is number 10, right?
11.
Well, what's 10? Bob? 9 was...
Bob not acknowledging that he has power, so he can't
lose
it.
His power.
What was 9? That was...
Abdication of personal power.
In general. And then it's how what Bob does to survive that. It doesn't have the problem. Now we're 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's where it's starting to affect everybody. Effective October the 1st, 2021, the United States of fucking America Postal Service, the USFPS, now we add the fucking part in there, has revised its service standards for certain first-class mail items, resulting in a delivery window of up to 5 days. They are tapping out the Postal Service.
Wow.
That's coming. And nobody said nothing about that. People would be riding in the street. You mean my check ain't going to get here in time? Bah, 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 bah. Well, yes, that's pretty much it. No matter how much the stamps are, if there's no money. You see? So that's the next one. And that's one. That may be a subset of the of media ecology. It's possible, but maybe not. But it's the thread part where they're connected together. But now that's going to affect your shipping. Dr. Dean. That's the reason we told them to stock up. We told them.
Yeah.
That's why we told them. So if they did, good. If they didn't, it ain't going to be your problem because you can play it back and say, well, here's that marvelous beam footage where we told you to stock up while you can. Okay, so that's the next one. So now, basically, Bob, it's kind of like the sand and the ocean and the sand and the beach. It keeps washing away. Each wave is a number. And each time it keeps pulling more sand out until soon there's no sand left. And so that's the good news, but it's also the bad news. That's the blessing, but it's also the curse. And sand is terrible. It gets in the crack of your drawers. Sand is
so
terrible. It shouldn't be no sand.
We can announce this to our customers because it's written up, right?
Yeah, go to USPS.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll announce that and get a rush on things. Okay.
It's already been announced?
Yeah.
No, not being announced, but it's leaking. Here again, thanks to Bob, it's leaking out.
Written up. Well.
Thanks to me, Carolyn. Okay.
So we got 1 week. Okay.
USPS.com. And then people are going to look at that and they go on and they go, no. That ain't going to matter. It's just going to delay it just a little bit. And then they tell two friends and on and so on and so on. Because, see, it's almost like they don't even use the post office anymore. Really, really.
Mm-hmm.
But they do.
Mm-hmm.
Even Amazon does. They'll put in these warehouses, that last mile delivery, that's where all the money is. That's how you can push the button. Well, you can't. You live on Death Island. You can't get nothing over there. Shit. But everywhere else, man. You push the button, and before you go downstairs, it's sitting at your doorstep.
Yeah.
And everywhere
else. Well, JW did send me, Mute Bob, a note saying that to stock up. He says it's fixing to get. Do stock up on supplies pre-bunker, Carolyn. looking ugly. Uh-huh. Is that about USPS or just everything?
Yeah. That and everything, because then what's going to happen, like the safer bet for you these days is DHL, as you know. They're dependable. Mm-hmm. But see, what's going to happen is they're going to be a ball breaker. They can do what they do. The same thing is true. If 400,000 people pushed the button today and bought them a bottle of drops, what you going to do
mm-hmm.
today?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem there, Carol?
You don't have 400,000 bottles of drops.
Yeah.
Oh, 400,000.
400,000. Yeah. Yeah. 400,000 people got the memo and said, oh, my God, that's doing it right now. It's going to be the new currency. We can't go wrong. Things are better than Trump coins. You mean RNA drops are better than Trump coins? Rebub? I'm a millionaire with a bottle of Rebub? Oh, get my Mildred Selden stocks and swap them up right quick. Put them in some Bitcoin so we can give the Jenny Bell get us some of them damn drops. Let's get that going on. If they did
what we're going to do is what
perfect.
Number 12.
Okay. Okay. We're trying to make sure we hit all the bunkers. Okay. Travel. There soon will be no more travel.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Now some of this is going to be now we're not talking about martial law. That's a different conversation. Okay, there's simpler things before martial law. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, there's something called the reserve, the National Reserve, or the Reservist.
National Guard.
National Guard, and the local thing where they activate you. Okay.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is on an interstate highway, that's where the numbers, you know, like I-20 and I-75 and I-35, all these numbers of roads, highways. You know, that's where Lady Bird Johnson raped the Social Security Fund to keep America beautiful, to plant five flowers on the medians of the highway. It's crazy. Anyway, she did that. But when they build the interstate highway system, they have the ability, regardless of the state, to block each state. Like, let's take Alabama. I-20 runs through the middle of Alabama. They can stop I-20 on one side and stop I-20 on the other side. And basically, you can travel on I-20, but you can't leave your state. And all they can do is block that. Now, is there a way around that? Yes, there's always a workaround on everything, darling. We get that. But it's a pain in the butt, you see. The pain.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't go from island to island without having to swim, we had to get a canoe. It's a long way, the big island, Carolyn, if you had to go.
Now, why would they want to block state to state? Is that when the states start fighting with the cities?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be, it's what's going to happen is if you don't comply, you're going to be controlled. You either comply, what we say, by turn or burn. That's what they're going to say, turn or burn. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get jabbed, or you're not going to travel. You're not going here. You're not going there. You're not going to buy or sell. Okay. Now that goes to the next one. Now there's more to that. Now forget airplanes. Forget all that. Forget all that. Because who's going to pay the FAA? See, all these private things everybody's doing, that works great until you don't have an FAA. You ain't got an FAA, you stupid. It don't make no difference.
Mm. Mm.
Now you see all these things are distractions. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we're on 12.
Okay. That's all a distraction, Carolyn.
Yeah,
that's a distraction. Because
when the aliens
arrive, none of that shit matters anyway.
Uh-huh.
Once that happens, it's too wet to plow. When the die-off starts, everybody's going to be focused on all the wrong things. You see?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when it's like on Mars Attacks, when the aliens are blowing up everything, they're blowing up everything, and the woman got her shotgun. She says, well, they're not going to get this TV. They may kill me, but they're not going to get this TV. they may get the trailer, but they're not going to get this TV. I promise you that.
So you're saying that the die-off is the wrong focus because – it prevents them from focusing on the aliens.
Correct. And it's starting, Carolyn. even on the View.
Okay, Ion, hold it, Ion.
Wait one second.
Let me interrupt.
Okay.
Let me just interrupt. I thought you're saying everybody's gonna be when the die-off starts, everybody's gonna be focused on the wrong thing. I thought you meant the 12 things we just did, 11 things, the mail, the no economy. Yeah, that's what they're focusing on, and that's the wrong thing. Well, they're going to focus on their dying.
Uh-huh.
Well, is that a distraction to focus on everybody dying?
As well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Carolyn, what are they going to miss by being distracted by their dying?
The alien.
The alien.
The alien.
Okay, now what I want to say at that point, we're in number 12, right, Carolyn? What you're saying, including the next Friday with the postal strike and all this stuff, that's why the aliens we had saw on the TikTok they're coming right now. We may have contact this week because it's speeding up so much. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And here's another example. If darkness starting, everybody's fully vaccinated. No, a lot of people are fully vaccinated. Now, even on The View today, the bitch, Mr. Vice President, was going to be on The View. And they're sitting there, and here's Joy Behar with her Death Valley position that she's rambling along about carrying on. They have to stop the show. They say, excuse us just a second. And Anna and Sonny had to be walked off the show. You know why? They're fully vaccinated. Now they got the new disease. They had to walk them off. And then they had to change everything around. They had to change everything around because they couldn't expose Mr. Vice President to the new virus problem thing. That nothing in the world makes us happier than Anna getting this. That's a beautiful thing. We want to watch some of that healthy meat fall off her bones. She's not our favorite.
Well, who knew they were infected? And what were they infected with? Marburg?
They were not feeling sick. They felt fine. That's not the problem. What happened was the vice president was coming, so everybody had to get tested. Because the vaccination don't mean you ain't going to get sick. Wait a minute. That's why I had to get the vaccine, so I don't have to wear the damn mask. Now I got to wear the mask, get the vaccine, and still get sick and die. God darn, this is fucked up. Why did I just skip all that?
And two of them tested
Sonny
positive.
And Anna came back during the show, came back hot as a $2 pistol, and so they stopped. They had to be walked off the show. Walked off and exposed everybody on TV.
Why did they come back?
They didn't come back. They walked them off the show. They had to go. They had to get out.
You just said the word somebody came back. You just said. Then they came back and they walked them off the show. So forget the sentence. They came back.
The test came back.
The
test came back.
And what does the test show? That they got the Marburg or what?
That they have. They don't test like that. They don't know that yet, Bob. It's just now coming out. They are infected. COVID infected. That's all I got to say. If they say COVID infected, it's over. The jig's up.
Right. Now, you brought that up to illustrate that they got vaccinated and there are samples. They're going to die.
Right.
No. The example is that on The View, which is supposedly a well-watched show, it showed that these two vaccinated people tested positive, and that shows the population, the vaccines aren't working. That's huge.
Right. And what they're actually doing, what it's actually doing is they're hurting, and that's what the efficacy people are starting to come up with, but then they catch it right quick. Okay, now, the next one is the misrepresentation of events. Now, we're just going to put the name of this section of the next number is going to be election. Just say election. Because that's a huge thing.
Number 13, Carolyn.
Election. And then here's the work. All right, you got Maricopa County. It's leaked out now that they did a hand count, and Biden got 99 more votes than he had before. Well, so therefore, y'all Republicans, you spent all that money on this audit, and he come back, he got 99 more votes than he did. Well, if you look a little deeper, then that's what they're putting out everywhere. They're laying out everywhere. That'll be the news probably in a day, a minute, or 30 seconds from yesterday. It'll be all over the place. They're going to accept that audit. But when you look deeper into that audit, you find out there is 468,000 votes that were ineligible in that one county. It's unbelievable. So when you take those
out, does that mean?
Now we're not. Well, that the whole thing was jigged, was rigged. The whole thing was they weren't qualified. They weren't able to. They weren't able to vote.
They weren't able to count them.
No, they did count them, but they found out that there were that many that were ineligible to be counted, and they were counted anyway. And they did a hand count based on the ballots that were there, and Biden got 99 more than he did. Okay, great, he did that. But now what happens is when you look a little deeper into that report, you're going to see it had all the ineligible voters. So that sets off a rave with the quote-unquote people. So the election becomes another uh-oh. We have another problem, and then you have an uh-oh.
Okay,
that's going through. Go ahead.
I want to ask you, I'll get that. So it goes out on the mainstream news that Biden won, 99 votes.
Okay.
And it just takes half an hour for people to notice the other stuff because it's not hidden that there were 400,000 fucked up ballots or something. Okay.
Correct. But the media will never say that. They'll never say those words, though. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is your misperception. So what does it
mean?
There's 400,000 ballots that are ineligible, but they were counted anyway for Biden or what? What was the result, the effect of?
Well, they did a hand count, and they took the ballots that were there, and they counted them, and Biden got 99 more votes than he got in the election, okay, or so it said. But then they come to find out you had this many hundreds of thousands of ballots that were cast that were ineligible, that should not have been counted. We don't know if they were for Trump or for Biden, but if there's that many, you can just about imagine how this works out.
Well, why wasn't that part of the count? Why wasn't that made part of the count?
Of the count. But the hand counts, all they do with the hand count is they count the ballots, they're there. They didn't go through that, but they did research it. When they researched it inside that same report, it tells how many of them that were ineligible. It's kind of like,
which means, Carol, 400,000 got counted. And they're saying, shouldn't have got counted. So that erases them, and that's too big of a number to have a decided outcome because too many votes got counted that shouldn't have been counted. That fucks up the vote, right?
And that's in one county. Think about the rest of the United States of America. So what that causes, that's why it's one of the uh-oh numbers, because what's going to happen is going to cause a push. They're going to get through, and it's going to cause a problem, a large problem. And then that's going to further the red versus the blue, the carpetbaggers.
Right, but you're saying it's going to cause a problem for government. That people will be pissed is what you're saying, and they're going to be complaining, and the government won't know what to do about it. Right?
But here's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to decertify the election. Now, when they decertify the goddamn election, guess what? Every one of them, I would say Biden supporters, but I don't think there's but three Biden supporters left, are they?
They've all
changed their mind. They don't feel the same way. They don't feel the same way they did before. So then what happens is they decertify the election. And once that happens, they're either going to have a new election. That'll be a clusterfuck. You can only imagine how many Black Lives Matter things are going to be on that little program. They'll be burning the polling places. And how many more German election machines are we going to have to bring forward into Stuttgart, Germany to count the votes for us? Because that's where all the damn vote count went on, was in damn Stuttgart, Germany anyway. So we really going to have a lot of work to do to get this thing reorchestrated out. another distraction, you see.
Right, but move things toward the constitutional government convention, right?
Well, just second, there's two things, Bobby. You interchange them.
The state governors and the fucking constitutional. I know the two. So it's going to move towards the state fucking convention, the first phase.
It's called Convention of States. Convention of States. Not the Constitutional Convention. That's
I get that.
Part.
I know that.
And both
I know, apply. Don't have to be, I understand. So it's going to, that'll be a possible resolution. They'll have to do it because nothing else will get resolved.
Oh, no. There'll be no resolution. Oh, no. No. You're mistaken, Bobby. It'll be over.
No, okay. No, I get that.
Yeah. It'll be over by then.
what will be over?
The problems. All these uh-ohs will be obfuscated. Nobody, in about 1 second.
By what? No, you're running ahead. By what? What will be obfuscated by? Everybody dying?
And
dying and the aliens.
The setting up. Well, it depends on how you do, Bob, but the divvying up the lands outside of the Yarmulke continent. There's a lot of motherfuckers that don't live in the Yarmulke continent, Bob, and I don't know what's going to happen to them, but it ain't going to be too pretty. But
what do you say? A lot of people don't live on the Yarmulke continent. Is that what you just said, Carol? A lot of people don't live on the
Yarmulke. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, with the aliens come, everybody says, oh, they can wipe us out. That's a big issue for the whole species, right? That's the major
That's not going to be the point. Yeah, but that's not going to be the point. Everybody's going to be worried about the internet. They're going to be worried about the TV. They're going to be worried about their iPhone 40, the iPhone 13, that purple iPhone 13 with a double 5G, and you know all that kind of stuff.
Nobody will deal with it. That's why only one person will deal with it. Only one person will look at reality and deal with it, and that's me. I'll be the only one going there to talk to the aliens about the issue. But back to this election issue. So it's unresolved. Maybe they'll try to move towards the Constitution, which, as Carol says, is another convention distraction. But there will be – you're not sure, but Biden's already not a president, but it'll become more official that there's no president. Right, Ian? Isn't that
correct?
And how they resolve it is surprising. Okay, so the no. So why do they make a big deal? 99 votes more for Biden, and Trump, they said, got nothing more, is what they're going to say on the media. That Trump got nothing and Biden got more, and they're going to laugh about it, right? But then someone's going to announce, and it'll go through the underground, the subcultures, the local communities will find out that there it's right there that 500,000 were not used. No, they were used.
Ineligible.
They were ineligible. They were used, but they're ineligible. That is that sets up civil war levels, red versus blue. Another level of the civil war, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the people aren't going to tolerate the media not talking about it. Okay, I got that. Mm-hmm. So now number 14.
And Carolyn, on number 14 is in your inbox. It goes with number 14. Bob, we didn't say all that because we didn't want to. Bob's got his little pimple on the top of his head, and we didn't want to bust it and have all the juice leak out this time of day. But when you look at those blow by blow by blow by blow, it's stunning. You'll see.
It looks like Arizona information.
That's the same
about the election.
It's all of them.
Mm-hmm. All
of them.
The big lie. Oh, Nevada, North Carolina. Oh, this is what Frank, or whatever his name is. Oh, my gosh, look at Georgia.
What's he saying, Gail? Mm-hmm.
It's the state-by-state discrepancy of votes.
Well, how would he know that?
They haven't done it.
This is what was put up by...
They've audited. They've all been doing their own audits. All the
they're putting all the audits up, and they're leaking it. Is this the pillow guy stuff? Mike Lindell.
He's not his thing. It's not his thing. He's the only one that has balls enough to get up there. Somebody in a fucking pillow factory. I guess if you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones. But if you live in a pillow factory, you can say anything you want to. I guess that's why being in the pillar business might be a good idea. You don't get him in them pillars, soak it all up.
Bounces right off. But
Carolyn, what bounces right off? What do you mean by that? Those words?
Off a pillow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
what
you said
Lindell is showing, he's showing that Trump won every state or something. What is he showing?
All the research, each state has done their own audit. He got the information and put it out there. Now, this is not his. This has been done by somebody else. But the GAB and then the election results, that becomes, these are where those informations were leaked to. Other people were getting it just as quickly and leaking it. And it's been put together, and Mike Lindell did capture that leaked information.
Right. He didn't do anything. People were secretly doing audits. The Maripoca took 6 months. When
correct.
Were these people
everybody,
doing the secret audit?
Everybody else has been. Georgia's been doing their audit all the time, the whole time. They never stopped. They still can. They still working on DeKalb County right now. Still.
Okay.
But
and
so far,
what happened? So
what
they're all
with.
Doing. They're doing their audit, and they somebody leaked to Lindell, and he's posting them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is it? What? Who won, Carolyn? How many?
Trump,
well, what's
Trump
the stuff
by
say?
Gajillion. Trump won 49-50 states so far.
So, Carol, you just saw that, right, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's his place. And
Bob, that's what Lindell put out a month ago. But
right.
then they...
He didn't... A month
they
ago?
Didn't.
Well, what are we looking at it
out
for?
He didn't have the proof. Now he's got the proof.
Where did he get the proof from? What's the proof?
The audits. The list of every county, everywhere that was votes was Arizona, a whole
oh,
nine yards.
Okay.
Here we go.
See, Carol,
he
didn't say it right. He put nothing out a month ago. It's just his fucking speculation. What happened is the secret audits were released the same day as the Maricopa one was, today. Right, Ion? And you're looking at new releases by the secret audits.
Maybe yesterday.
Okay,
Bob,
yesterday. Right. And so nothing to do with a month ago, Carol. Lindell is putting out what they have now. Now, maybe he had predicted it bullshit a month ago.
He exposed it a month ago. Get everyone
speculation,
excited.
Bullshit. Nobody believed it. This, I am saying this is real. These are real audits that got released yesterday. And that's not going to be covered in the media. Right, Ion?
Well, but see, that's why, remember way back yonder, the bump with media ecology, nobody's watching the media. So it doesn't matter what they say now. See the rub?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we got a problem. The river's getting out. We're going to get flooded. We don't live there anymore. We don't care what the river does. We don't watch it flood it out. We don't bring no river to. But that's going to be another, what you call, hiccup. It's part of
that,
Carol.
The people are communicating their own news. The people, what, Carol? What's funny?
But
okay,
similar.
So listen to this. So I am saying that the people are communicating to their own media, whatever it is, and they're all telling each other the news. And it's spreading,
correct.
And that's why the forces are panicking. They recognize that people form their own news network, and they're acting on that, and the government can't fucking do anything because if they try to communicate to the mainstream media, nobody's listening to it. So it's out of control.
Correct.
So they've got to cut everything off. They've got to shut everything down. And the aliens will come and interrupt that, right? Right,
I know.
Going to interrupt
the problem is when you get too many cockroaches in the house and you get mad and you burn the house down to get rid of the cockroaches, you get burnt out too. So when they flip the switch, they ain't communicating either.
Okay. Right.
So now the next number, this will be three different ones, Carolyn. They're all kind of linked together. But it's the executive branch is one.
We're at 15, 16, 17, Carolyn? 15,
yes.
Okay.
And the legislative is one, and the judicial is one. Now, you could say they're all three, but they're not. They're not, because now when you get rid of the U.S. corporation, which is if you're going to group it that way, then make it be the U.S. corporation, the U.S. Inc. Once that's been abolished, because Trump abolished that before he ever left office. You see, that's what the fencing about. That's what all this bullshit is about. So they say. So now, the legislative branch, that's the Pelosi gang of 12 or whatever they are, the ratchety rhinos, whatever they are. They come in and they're gonna say, stop. Wait a minute, there ain't no trouble. Goddamn, we got this figured out. We're just gonna spend more money. We'll solve this. What are you talking about? There's no problem. We're going to take care of every problem that ever was. Here's some more money. We're going to make an infrastructure so everybody gets a Saab. Everybody gets a new Cadillac and a Saab. And they're going to be electric. They're going to have electric places to plug it in. You're not going to have to pay for the electricity. So look what you're going to save at the gas pump that you don't have to go to no more. You're going to plug it in, and it's going to be great. And that's how we're going to solve it. There's going to be no trouble. We're going to spend our way out of debt. Because they're trying to save money, but what they're doing is they're deflating it or diluting it. Okay? That's like pure living water. If you dilute it down, dilute it down, dilute it down, in a little while it becomes just regular toilet water, you know, after a little while, if you keep diluting it, you see?
Okay, you're doing legislature, judiciary, and executive. All that's USA Corporation, which he got rid of, Trump got rid of. That's one item, but you're splitting it up into two, judiciary and three. You're doing the three. That's 15,
executive.
16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now you just did legislative. They're going to claim they're spending money, but what's the problem there? What's the uh-oh?
Well, if you keep just pushing money out, it becomes like we call it the Zimbabwe effect. So the next thing you know, they're going to have to print billion-dollar bills. And so Carolyn goes to Costco and says, oh, I got a great deal. I only spent $4 million at the Costco, Bob. $4 million? What the hell are you talking about? Pound loaded, Bob. It's just $1 billion. That's a hamburger. That's a piece of meat. Come on, Bob. So they're going to dilute it down to the point where it has no value. You see?
Yeah.
And that's not their goal.
Congress,
they're just trying to print money. They're trying to print money to make there be money. They're trying to prove that money is there, and it's not.
Right. But Ion, the Congress has only had that solution for 30 or 40 years. Now there's no basis for it. And the people say, Mr. Congress, you're doing what can't be done, and we see that it's useless, so you're nothing. That's the
right.
effect. The people
and the cap.
Finally,
and here's the
see,
problem. And there's a cap. See, that here's the problem. If they were just doing that, and they did it in the past, we had a debt ceiling. We're going to vote. We always approve it. We're going to shut down the government. Well, now you see, there's no government really to shut down now. You see, you won't notice if they've shut it down. Ain't nobody going to work, no way. You got the people seeing the pictures. Everybody's got guards in front of all them businesses and Washington offices. Ain't nobody going to work. Ain't nobody doing nothing, no way. That's why it's not a problem, because they're not doing nothing. So I'm not going to quit this job. It's the best goddamn job I ever had. I don't have to go. I get paid. My bitch ass gets paid. I'm not resigning. You give me 9 shots. This shit is great. What a wonderful country this is. Woo! Yeah, carnation milk is the best in the land now. We're going to tell you that for sure. So now what happens is that's the other side. Now here's the judicial.
That was the legislature. Now we're doing the judicial.
Okay. Yeah. Now the judicial, they're going to start passing laws. Whoop, 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 whoop. Easy. The judicial department does not pass laws. Uh-oh. Then tell us again what Roe versus Wade is.
Yeah, it was a law. It wasn't an official thing or something.
No, it wasn't. It was not a law. It was not. It was a handed down decision that was adopted, but it was not. Still not a law. Still not a law.
Yeah.
It was a. Right. It was a decision. So what they're going to do is they're going to pick up the space, the pace, and the space, and they're going to do that more and more and more often. So they're going to start making laws about laws about laws, and we're going to write.
No, they're going to hand down
decisions. No, that's not good. Yeah, they're going to call a law. They're hand down decisions.
Yeah,
it's
they're
going to
hand down decisions
position.
Like they did Roe versus Wade, and call it a law. Is what you're saying?
Correct. And they're going to start using it as the base for law, because now see they're trying to. And now Texas is like, well, fuck y'all. No. What is it Tom McDonald says? Tom McDonald says that you can go to Mars and somebody's got dust that you said is some amoeba something, and you're saying that's life, but then you say a baby being born in the mama's womb is not a life. You don't call space dust life, and you won't call a baby alive when his heart's beating. Something's beating a damn heart. Something going on here. So, okay. That's how they're going to do it. Now, the executive, Bob, you say the word fiat. We're not sure if you know what it means or not, but you use the word fiat. It's almost like a fiat condition that they're not doing anything, because that's the point. That's the point. You look up the log. Trump was in Washington yesterday.
Yeah.
In the White House, in the official document, the official registry. Trump has been there on and off all along. Nothing being said. He's just quietly moving around. Why don't you see that on the news? But you can look up the log. It's all available. You don't even have to do a FOIA. You don't even have to do a FOIA request. You can just look at the log. There's Donald J. Trump in the White House. What?
Are you saying it's the first time he signed, or he's been signing all the times he's there?
Every time he goes in there, he's signed off. People just don't look it up. And we don't make it a big deal because we're not trying to be that right. We're trying to keep your bitch ass alive somehow. But
I know.
We're easing up a little now because the jig's up, Bob. These 20 things, any one of those things is enough to undo it all. But all in
right.
together, hopefully, it'll make enough of a distraction that they would accept whatever you decide to do.
What was the last word?
You see?
On the cusp.
Yamaka.
Oh, okay. Right.
Because
right.
some people may don't like what you decide. Easy. Some people may have a decision. Clinton may not approve. What are you going to do then? Well, tough titty. No, the benevolent Bob's never going to say tough titty. No. He's going to placate it into something. To the Marge Stewart ram. Well, McLuhan, Marge told you it was going to go like this. So that's why. So you should have known. If you'd have read a little more Proust and a little less of Bob Carr, you might have done a little bit better. But I don't know. It's your decision. Whatever you think's best, just go with it, I guess. But that's the rub. So this turns into.
When you say Clinton, you mean Mrs. or Mister?
I mean Clinton on the gay stuttering, beer salesman from Canada. Yeah. He might not approve.
All right.
And then we'd have to have a 4-hour dissertation on that of what he found out regarding it. Because he's got the papers that prove it. You are not valid. You are not approved for this, Bob. And here's not approved for this. I told you that all along. You can't do this for that. So that's being cheeky. But we're doing it on purpose because the point is everybody's not going to like what you do.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I understand that.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the next thing is
so
that's out and about.
That's 15, and we did the legislature. And, 17. And, no, we did the judicial. And now this is the 17th. Oh, that's the White House. Executive fiat.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Fiat.
17.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fiat.
Uh-huh. And now the next one is. Oh, sorry, 18. She's right. Okay, now the next one, we want to make that be the last one. We'll make that be the last one because that's the biggie. I guess it's the biggie. Okay.
What, the 17?
18.
No, 18.
Well, have we heard what it is?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet, I'm fixing to tell you. The one I was going to give now, I'm going to wait and make it be number 20. It's bigger than that. Okay, but so right now what it is that all systems is a systematic dissemination. Every system, like the FDA, will be abolished. The IRS will be abolished. The EPA will be abolished. There's nothing to sustain it. There's nothing going to go and do. You're not going to come in here and tell us, fuck you. Fuck, I will shoot you in the damn face. That's what I'm coming. Come in this yard and let me show you how to go. Because Bob's got to decide, and everybody's going to make it be for their own. The caveat emptor now, Bob. Buyer beware. Buyer beware. So now,
what does that mean? Well, wait a minute.
Buyer
beware.
So,
in number 18, which is the last, we're not going to have 20.
Yes, there is.
I
got it. It's going to be 20. I just got one. I'm going to be able to save for the last.
Okay, 18 is what, John? What did he just say?
Just that all systems are in a systematic dissemination, which means a dissolution. Every system is
all bureaucracies, Ion. A lot of bureaucracies is what you're talking about.
All bureaucracies.
What about Coca?
Because there's nothing.
Does that include Coca-Cola? All systems are environment.
Who drinks the Coca-Cola? Who drinks Coca-Cola? They're all made by machines. Ain't no Coca-Cola. What the fuck is Coca-Cola? What is that? Do they pay a dividend?
I don't know.
Are they a stock? Do you drink Coca-Cola? No. And what's Coca-Cola? All the big blue, remember IBM, Mr. Watson, all that's gone. There's nothing to hold back.
What about Coca-Cola? What do you say? First of all, you're saying it ain't existing, but people are drinking it. What's going to happen to Coca-Cola, even though it doesn't have any content or anything in the bottle or something?
The machines that make it are going to continue to make it. Now,
yeah. They
have fixed it so that they don't need anybody. They don't need any shareholders to decide. They don't have to have a board meeting to decide whether or not they're going to make cherry Coca-Cola. They're going to make cherry Coca-Cola today or not. They don't need no executive board meeting.
All right, so machines will keep going in corporations, but it's the government bureaucracies, the FDA, the IRS, and EPA will stop. Okay?
Correct.
Government bureaucracies will stop. But which is disseminating? They'll stop disseminating or be disseminated?
No, they are going to be single-handedly taken apart. It'll become a subpart, and then a subpart, and then a subpart. And it's like, okay, the FDA, it'll be, okay, we'll do medicine. Well, no, we can't do food anymore. Well, the other portion of food, we can't really be over that, so we better let that go. And then we know, oh, cows, that's it. We're going to regulate cattle. God damn it, them cows, they're having cow farts, so we're going to get together with the EPA, and we're going to stop the cow farts. No more cattle flatulence. We're going to stop it. It's going to save the world right there. No more cow farts. But they keep breaking these down into smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller things, and to the point where there's nothing. And that's about what they are now. Because you can't get by with the things that are being gotten by with now and survive. I mean, look at the junk that they're selling, that it's hurting people, and they don't have any problem with it. Carolyn can sneeze 7,000 miles from the factory, and they want to have an investigation. We better look at the documents. We need to see about the investigation. She sneezed. She's writing this formula, and she sneezed. It could have an effect. We need documentation. We're going to have some documentation. Now, no matter what you do, we're going to know exactly everything that you do. Every entry is important. You've got to be able to keep track of what you're doing. You've got to. Yeah, no more sneezing. So it'll go down to nothing. It'll go down to nothing because they can't regulate themselves. Now, some might say this goes back to Wild Wild West.
But that's the government. The corporations like Coca-Cola will continue making their stuff. That's something different.
But without the corporate veil, because without the government, there is no corporation that's a veil. The UCC goes away, Bob. Uh-oh. Do you know what the UCC is?
Universal Code.
Commercial Code.
Code, yeah.
And when that goes, there is no veil. There's nothing to have a corporation for. The only thing that you can keep is what you can defend. That's why Carolyn built a building that'll withstand an earthquake.
Okay, so the environments will carry on if you can get away with it. And nobody will care. You will care, and you'll keep going.
Right.
And will you have a system to disseminate the Coca-Cola?
Same way they're using now. It just rolls, it rolls, it rolls. They make them everywhere, geographic locations, all over the place. The machines just make it. You may have to walk down to the Coca-Cola store to get it if you want Coca-Cola. But then you kind of go, well, who's drinking Coca-Cola anymore? We don't really know. It's super. We don't do that.
Okay, so they also don't smoke much anymore, do they? I don't see many people smoking.
No, they're trying to get everybody hooked on the dope on the, what is it, what they call it? The
grass.
Is that the grass?
Yeah.
They smoke the grass. Yeah. And the weed. They smoke the weed. And they got
that's
the
how
hookers.
You're
and then they got
to
the,
that.
Yeah. And then they got vaping. The vaping, that's really hot. That they're going to come back where they'll find out that cigarette smoking is healthy for you. It was the way to go. Smoke cigarettes. Benson and Edges, that's the secret to life. You could just have cigarettes again. We'd all be okay. It would be all right. It's only little blood clots. Now you're getting big clots. The sugar and the fat. All your veins is clogged up. Now, with cigarettes, you just have to do little bypasses. They don't even do bypasses no more. It's over. It's crazy. Karen's laughing her ass off because it is kind of funny because it's a little clever from the side because it's kind of like, yeah, it is stupid. And we just come around and say, the worst thing in the world is not the thing we should do.
The communicating of this chaos is what the tech body does. So we haven't discussed the tech body yet, have we?
On purpose.
Okay, good. Now, this was number 18, and this was bureaucracies collapsing. Everybody's on their own.
Well, let's don't say that word. There's no gravity to hold them any longer. There's no gravity to hold them any longer. You see?
Yeah.
There's nothing to keep the air in the balloon. You see? Nothing to hold it up. It's troublesome.
Okay, and what's the uh-oh of that?
Oh, when they realize that all this has been a joke or a lie or fictitious or stupid. Everybody dons on me like, what the hell have we been paying all these goddamn taxes for? What are they doing? Like, this is stupid. I ain't paying no more goddamn taxes. We'll shut you down. Do it. You can't shut me down. You can't even pay yourself to do that. You don't pay, you don't get paid. If you don't pay a nigga to slave for you, they're not going to work. Man, it's not going to work. Cause they can stay home and not work and get paid anyway. So, hell, this is stupid. This is insane. It's just wait for the government to help us eat our way out of debt. Okay, now, ready for 19?
Yes.
I am.
Okay.
We're all
19,
muted.
19 is all the depravities. All the depravities. The adrenochrome, the eating the babies, the scaring them to death, and the panda eyes, and all that, all the nasty, we call it nasty, the subculture stuff. Now, that's Boris Balkan's world of the underground, the underbelly, all that you think is coming up to the height, but it's not. It's actually going to be dispelled. But it's going to become an uh-oh, and people are talking about, don't talk like that, don't say things like that. Then you find out they're actually doing that, and it's crazy. That's insane. What is it you gain from that? And it's besides that, it's fleeting. If it did have any kind of causal effect, it's insane. So that's going to be built up still, even higher. And now nobody, look at Hollywood. Hollywood's gone over it. Oh, it's gone. Harvey Weinstein's coming out of jail. They're going to make him the mayor of Hollywood. And he'll still sleep with Meryl Streep. She don't mind. She'll sleep with anybody. It's okay. But he'll get out of jail.
What's Meryl say to that?
Meryl, I said, he'll sleep with Meryl Streep besides him. And he said, but she won't care. She sleeps with everybody, so it's okay.
Right. Okay. So what you're saying, that all depravities are revealed, and then you said it flips into there's no more depravity? What did you say happened there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the depravity goes away. It goes away. Either they run out of children to do it to, or they all get their head chopped off, or they all decide that doesn't work anymore, and they all stop.
So this is basically Hollywood based?
No, it's bigger than that, but that's all you see, because that's what's being presented. Well, now there is no more Hollywood, so now it can leak out. Before, it couldn't leak out.
Okay.
You heard the way NBC, oh, no, Sony, oh, no, oh, no, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. They were Jews. Did you know that MGM was Jews? They can't be making all that money. They make the movies. No, do not let that out. No. Goldberg, my ass. We can't do that. So that's the problem.
Who's chopping off the heads?
In a feudal system, it's set up in such a way that whoever runs the land runs it. And it's like Queen Victoria, off with their head. Oh, wait, that might have been Lewis Carroll to Queen of Hearts. Yeah, it could be. There's for sure a rabbit hole, Carolyn.
hey, Carolyn.
We are
the
positive there's a rabbit hole.
And the uh-oh is we don't know what the people will think when this comes out. We don't know what they're going to
do. Yes, well, okay. We know what they're going to think. They're not going to believe it. That's what they do now. Like, all these ticky-tackies, they say, oh, that's not true. Oh, no, that didn't happen. Oh, no, there is no damn Spain. They got rid of Spain or Queen Isabella. How can the La Paloma blow up when there ain't even no Spain? Canary Island. Who ever heard of a bird island? That's crazy. Ain't going to be no tidal wave. We don't even know if there's a Statue of Liberty's real. I never been to it. You been to it? I don't know. How you going to tell me the Statue of Liberty falls down and it got covered up with the water from the splash then when she jumped off her perch? And that's how she got her pedicure, trying to get enough toenail meat to run in cold places and keep the lights on one more day in Liberty Island. So they don't. They make words. They make words to fill in the gap of what their mind can't embrace. They make words to fill in the space that what their mind cannot embrace. You think about saying the word. I don't even like to say the words that they do to them babies. It's unbelievable. You don't even want to think that. Who in the world would want to do it? But even to think it makes you stomach swell up and bust. It's disgusting.
Right.
But that whole process, or that level of depravity is the thing that's being ushered. Basically, everything's okay until nothing is okay. You see, used to they borrowed the church. Where's Herbert W. Armstrong would get right up in your face and say, God damn you, I told you it was going to go like this. He did.
But
I told you it was going to go like this. And that
I know. So listen to this. So it comes out, and there's no Hollywood to blame, or it'll go away because you can't have a Hollywood. This
already
will fall apart.
What's a movie? What's a movie? Every 3 days, some blockbuster. It's like a New York Times bestseller. Every other minute, there's another. That's the biggest list of any book list. If you owned every book of the New York Times bestseller, Library of Congress wouldn't hold them all. They wouldn't hold them all. That's how many they are. So it's like how many movies? Every time you turn around, Mel Gibson's made a new blockbuster movie. Oh, Mr. So-and-so. Oh, what's his name? Goober Grab. Knights of the Caribbean. Oh, no, that's Caribbean. Knights of the Caribbean. Yeah. Johnny Depp. Every time you turn around, they're making another movie. Where's the damn Men in Black? Where's that? Jones. What's his name? Jones. Plays in
Alex
all the movies.
Jones.
You know, not Alex Jones. Yeah, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. They're not making any movies. And if they do make them, they're making them in Swiss land or in Norway or something where they can wear Netflix and put shit out. It's the stupidest movie thing. It ain't any movies. But people got to have some content because Hollywood ain't making none. What's some
okay,
good movies
so that's, because there's no more Hollywood, that's why it all comes out, and then it'll just
about
fall
it
away.
Yeah, it's going to go to the other things will come up. Other things will come
right
up, too. Vestiges of depravity.
And people won't believe it.
Or they'll try it and find that it ain't for them. Same thing, same song. See what I mean? In the end of the day, it's kind of like LSD. Well, I don't know. Let's try it. Let's get a gallon of LSD and see how that turns out. Not turn out all right. Let's see what happens. You know, we can cut our arms off.
But
we
okay,
really need them.
Yeah, we got it. So people will be able, if they wanted to, the system, some network would be there where people could start up the adrenochrome syndrome again, if they wanted to. But you're saying they don't, they won't want to, or it won't work.
Correct.
It'll be too aborted or something, too inefficient. Okay, so that was 19, Carolyn?
That was
19. What'd you say, Carolyn? Oh, okay. All right, number 20. I wonder if this will involve
number
the tech
20. It is the tech body, but it includes the dropping. Okay. It's the tech body in control of the Yarmulke continent. They're letting all the borders, they're letting everybody cross the border because they don't really have a say anymore. And those people that are
who
crossing the border.
Have a say? The border
the government
doesn't have a say.
The government.
There is no
the
government.
Right. They're not. And so they're not. They're saying, let them in. Don't let them in. Oh, we're going to ship them back. Oh, we didn't ship them back. Okay. Well, how did they walk from Haiti to the southern border and walk in the United States? Now, that's some. Them people need to be in the United States of America now. If you can walk from Haiti, but why didn't they just walk to Florida? Wouldn't that have been easier? Just saying.
Okay, so. The tech body rules the Yarmulke continent, and that's the tech body will have won if they got to that position?
Well, we don't know. We're going to see. See, the Yarmulke continent's not the problem. It's everybody else that's the problem. Because what's going to happen with everybody else when they forfeit their position, who do you think is going to get all that power? Who do you think is going to get all that power? There's a lot of jackballs. Yeah, there's a lot of jackballs over there. A lot of them. And
what?
So it's
a
really
lot of jackballs going to die? What did you say?
No,
jackballs
a lot of
what?
Jackballs not in the Yarmulke continent. And so they're going to have to sacrifice their power. They won't die, but they're going to have to sacrifice their power because they're not using it. So it's got to go somewhere. And so what that happens,
why won't they be using it? Won't they be interviewing people? Why won't they be using it?
No, they won't. They can't. They're outside. It's not going to be really pretty outside of the Yarmulke continent, Bob. It ain't where you want to live. It's kind of like Kitty Island. Not so nice.
List off what's outside the Yarmulke continent. Africa?
Yep. Everything. Everything outside of that.
India. Vietnam. Half of China is okay, right?
No.
Look at the
33rd
parallel.
A dot. Just a little dot. A little dot of it is, but not much. Not much.
Google 33rd parallel will come up, and you'll be able to see the line across.
Google your own stuff.
No, I'm not near my computer.
I'm typing. So Maui is out. We have to move, right, Ion?
You are moving anyway. Your island's moving to Alaska. So don't worry.
So will that save us in case we want to keep living here?
Oh, woo-hoo! I don't know about that. We're gonna have to see. We'll have to see. We have to make a new. We made that one. We'll make another one. Don't worry. It'll be good. You'll like it. We're gonna get rid of the bugs and stuff. It'll be great. No snakes this time. No snakes. No snakes.
In the garden.
No serpent. No serpentinas. That's good. Yeah. And we're not real fond of bougainvillea. You can't cut the shit down. Every time you cut it down, it comes back. So. Maybe bougainvillea may be out too. It's just too much. It's pretty, but just a little bit too much. A little too much. So we'll make some adjustments, of course.
Okay, that's 20, Bob.
Yeah, well, what did we learn from that? Number 20 is the deck body takes over Yama continent. Then what happens to the rest of the world?
They'll be not apart. When South America, the South Pole opens, when South Pole opens, the dome closes, that ship has sailed. It's done. That's where the ocean waters make a divide because one is a different salination level than another one, so they won't mix. That's the hooking up of the poles flipping and everything changing. We go into getting ready to pack your shit to go home mode. Fasten your seatbelts.
So, what did he say there, Carolyn? I had a thought. Opening of the South Pole. What's opening, and what are the effects of that?
The dome. We talked about it. You remember? We had with
yeah,
Bert.
I know. But
don't
what,
worry,
I remember,
Bert
what,
will fix
what is
that.
The dome?
Bert will fix that.
Yeah. What's the
John
dome?
John Birch. What's the
okay?
Dome?
Here are the words. When the South Pole opens, the dome closes. So that ship has sailed. The ocean waters divide. The hooking of the poles, and there's the shifting of the poles. Hooking of the poles. That's like they go in a sweep. What am I trying to say? They rotate. The rotation of the poles.
Uh-huh.
They rotate, Carolyn?
Well,
one
poles
rotates
are
up.
They flip.
Poles are flipping, Bob.
That's what I've heard.
The dome.
What is the dome, Carolyn?
Oh, the hole in the bottom of the earth. You know that.
Okay. And what's going to happen to it?
It's going to close.
Okay. And the South Pole, which is near the hole at the bottom of the earth, is going to open.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
What will that
mean? Do you know what, Carolyn? Make this note. Bob, because Bob's going to look it up. He's not going to do it now because he don't have time. But in the Encyclopedia Britannica, edition 1953, Encyclopedia Britannica, when you look up the South Pole, it gives complete description of that hole in the bottom of the earth. We've talked about this. spaceships and all kinds of shit going on. It's just, oh, no, 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 no. That's going to close. It's open right now. It's going to close.
Okay.
And that's, and when that uh-huh. closes, it causes the rest of the well, here we go. It's like a, now you got a series of unfortunate events. Once that stops spinning, once the center stops spinning, then the electromagnetic field goes. And once the electromagnetic field goes, it becomes a pitch. We set it up, getting ready to go home.
Carol, is that, he's saying the dome will close? We still talking about that, what he just said?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Dome
which
closes.
Is thoroughly listed, and it's thoroughly documented in a pre-1953 Encyclopedia Britannica, giving a full description of it. And then they changed the law and said, you can't say that. Nobody, and that's why nobody goes to the South Pole. Why can't you go to go the North Pole? Why don't they go to the South? Oh, hell no. You're not going on there. Icebreakers. We got to do this. No, you never come back. No, there's a secret camp there. No, we can't fly over it. They fly over the top of the earth when they're going to Maui, over the top, or going to China. They don't go around the bottom. Why don't they fly over it in the bottom? They don't know do that. Look at the flight pattern.
Okay.
They don't do it. Why? Because of the dome.
No. Okay, the dome closes, and that causes the magma problems.
Okay. Not magma, the core to stop spinning, to stop circulating.
Okay, what is the meaning of the South Pole opening? What happens there?
No, it's opening now, but it's going to close. The dome is over the base of it. When they close everything that's in is going to stay in. Everything out is going to stay out. That's like the yellow.
That's the dome. What's happening to the South Pole? I haven't got that clear.
Oh, it's just going to close.
It's going to open and then close.
No, it's open right now. It's going to close.
Has it always been open?
It would open and close different times. You tried this several times, Bob. Every time you get a great erection, Bob, they try to shut it to keep it down, and then you mess it up, and so they open it back up. So, yeah, it goes back and forth. It's like a revolving door. Every time you run into it, it opens the door, and it's like, okay, come in. Then, no, I'm not coming in. I'm okay, and then they shut the door again. Back and forth, but it tries to stay open.
Okay, and the dome is closing. Was the dome always, up to this point, open?
Except for when you messed this up before.
Right. But what is the dome? It's a hole down there?
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to the South Pole, which is a pulsating hole. Open, close, open, close. So what is the effect? That's number 20. Oh, that leads to the destruction of the planet, and then we have to leave.
Correct. No, you're not going to destroy your ship. You're going to convert the Earth into the ship that it is.
Right. Okay, so the 20th OO is a dramatic event that requires more stuff than Bob has to figure out.
Yeah, we call it the tech body tirade. Tech body tirade. Because Bob, it ain't going to be no fun now. We done told you. We said it. Here's what we always say. What do we always say? We say, now, Bob, you know, it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. It ain't no fun when you go rabbit hunting, the rabbit's got the gun. See, this is. You read the wrong thing. You were doing Wyndham Lewis, and you should have been reading Lewis Carroll. You got it all wrong, Bob. You got it all wrong.
Why? You always mention Lewis Carroll. Why should we be reading him? What did he tell us?
About the rabbit hole and the Mad Hatter and the Queen of Hearts and how it all applies.
It applied to the magma thing we're talking about?
Of course. Of course. Of course,
down
just
the
Tea Party. Mad as a hatter. Mad as a hatter. And all of a sudden, it's great, big, and huge. And then the next thing you know, Alice is little bitty nothing. The next thing you know, Alice is big inside the house. The next thing, she's the size of a thimble. She can take a bath in a thimble. That's what happens to people. They get big, and they're famous for 15 minutes. And the next thing you know, they're in some crack house somewhere trying to get a hit.
So Lewis Carroll was about the fate of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Early part of the 21st century. That's what the whole Alice in Wonderland was. It was dealing with the convulsions of the earth.
machinations of the heat-oppressed brain.
All right. So there's 20 points, Cal. Was one of them the aliens? I don't think the aliens was one of them.
No, these are the uh-ohs. That's the Trump. The aliens are what's going to undo all that. That's when that ends up. They want all the aliens want those 20 things to rule the day until they get to take over and see how it comes out. Now, that's up to you to work out the details. If you do a good job, then it's going to be good for the Yarmulke folks. If you don't do a good job, they may take over the whole damn thing. You see?
Everybody don't care.
Now,
everybody don't care.
And what's lurking, one of the solutions in there is the RNA drops. You say, I got to decide by next week.
Yeah, but don't talk about that. Don't talk about that.
So I'll delete this part.
No, no, and I don't want you saying words about it because you'll fuck it up. This has nothing to do with them listening. That's when we said stop it. Don't do that.
Oh, wait, this has nothing to do with who's listening.
Listening. This has to do with your level of creation.
Great. I'm in charge. What I'm saying and deciding is determining.
Have you looked at drugs lately? Have you looked at drugs lately, Bob? Well, good for you, but if you go look at drugs, everything that it said is something you said. Everything in there is something you said. No, they ain't going to be that. No, they can't do it. No, Biden won the election. What the fuck? Hell, there ain't nothing wrong with vaccinations. People getting vaccinated all the time. Carol, ain't nobody dead. Carol, what are you doing? You run around making these things and trying to peddle this stuff. People are still dying. What are we doing this for? You know, Bob. You know, our Miss Brooks.
Okay, so I go over to Drudge, and you're saying what's on there was caused by me saying it.
Yes, of course. But
look at this. Headlines are, Republicans say Biden won Arizona by more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the rhinos saying. That's what the Republicans are saying that. That's the rhinos, right?
That's exactly what Bob said, too.
And it shows Trump frowning. Did Trump have a press conference and deny this?
Yeah, because they've proven that hand count just counts the ballots that are in the hand. They don't count the ones that are inappropriate. Or they don't deduct the ones that are inappropriate.
Oh, that's the word, yeah.
What, Carol?
Yeah, say it like that. They don't deduct the ineligible ones.
Correct.
If they didn't deduct them, they were in the mix and part of.
Do it. That's a lot of votes that were included.
So it's another messed up investigation.
And so now what happens after that, then what happens is, you come back full circle, and you're either going to have to decertify the election. Now, that's one of the uh-ohs. And then once you start that, then do we have a new election? Do we just go through this again? Yada, 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 yada. That goes all the way back to Germany.
But who will is there a judge or the Supreme Court that will talk about these ineligible things? Who will create
the state? Individual states, each one of them are starting to notice it. And that's why Michigan has said, wait a minute, they found it out. And then the court in Michigan says, we got to look at this. What? Yeah. Michigan? Michigan wasn't even in the conversation. Oh, and Pennsylvania's already said, nope, it's too many. This ain't right. Something's too weird. This is too funny. It's not right. How do we have more people voting than there are registered voters? How did Biden get more votes than there are people registered to vote? How is that possible?
Okay, so the headline is this tech body game playing. Everybody, the Democrats, everybody's cheering. Biden won. But by tomorrow, there'll be the other view. Tech body present the other view. People won't take it. This is bullshit. Correct? Am I right on the pattern?
And then you go, here's the, now if you're not
on
that.
Am I right on the
drug,
pattern? I just want to establish something.
We don't care. Whatever you say. Now, here's what the data
no,
USA.
No, it's not whatever I say. You just said everything I say determines it. So,
That's right.
By tomorrow or Sunday, the other view will be in the headlines. Well, not in Drudge, but will be somewhere.
It's already. And we're finna read it to you. Daily News of America. Former President Trump demolishes Joe Biden in the 2024 rematch, Daily News of America. Join the Telegram channel here, and according to new polls by Rasmussen Resort, former President Donald J. Trump obliterates President Joe Biden in the 2024 rematch by a margin of 51% to 41%. Blah, blah, blah. Let me go down a little further. And then judge rules that Biden cannot hide the January 6th footage from the public. So now they're going to release all that so that you're going to get to see all that. Then you kind of go on all the way. And the results then found in Maricopa totaling 34,448 votes. They had 17,322 duplicate ballots and 344,448 votes. You can see that if you want to.
Right. And so, Undrudge, the sign that the pedophile network is going down is CNN Cuomo accused of sexual harassment. There's the beginning of attacks on those guys.
And he admitted it. That's the rub. He admitted
Giuliani vanishes from network. What network did he vanish from?
Well, I don't know, but his lawsuit, remember they was going to drag him through the Huskow. Supreme Court released all that, said nothing, ain't no case. He won. There's no case. He's not doing anything.
When did that happen?
But they don't talk about it. 2 days ago.
They don't talk about it.
They don't talk about that.
They talk about it over in Telegram. It's all talked about in Telegram.
Everywhere else. That's what everybody's doing. See, everybody's going, Marjorie Taylor Greene's got more people, almost as many people listening to her as you got, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Okay. And then she is nobody. She's from Georgia. She's a nobody. And you know what she's pimping? She's pimping the Princess Diana Telegram channel.
January 6th probe demands docs from Amazon, Apple, Google. Is that the footage? The docs other stuff?
Other stuff.
Biden will release Trump documents. What are the Trump documents?
Ridiculous. Whatever you said about all the pieces of paper that were pieces of paper about paper things.
Okay. So, Karen, now we've done that. I'm going to ask some particular questions to wrap it up.
Carolyn didn't get this. We interrupted this. We overtook
you can go ahead,
time
Carolyn.
A little bit. No, because we were worked out. We worked out the things, but we took it over because we had to get this stuff out about the new virus stuff and there's enough Botox floating around the world, so everybody may have some botulism before it's over with. Well, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, does JW watch too much TikTok?
He doesn't. He never seen it. He never opened the TikTok.
Oh, it's Ion. It's you're sending all the TikToks to me.
We took it over.
Okay, so the TikToks you're showing me are those ones you're putting up? You are creating them and putting them up?
Sometimes,
yeah. Woohoo! That's pretty cool. Yeah.
You heard this, Carol? Fireballs coming out of the earth or sky and landing on earth. Was that in Australia, the skip or something? Who saw that? Who saw the fireballs? Ginny. Right. What are those, Ion?
Plasma blasts.
They're not the alien thing that's going to create superheroes. Not those plasma blasts.
No, not at all.
It's the new phenomenon that Bert's been asking about. It's a new effect of something. The plasmas,
correct.
Right? They just showed up.
Correct.
And does Bert know the plasma or the fireballs are plasma?
Yeah, Bert knows stuff. You make sure you get him on Saturday night. For a little bit you get Saturday night, make sure you get him because he's got to cover a lot of crap.
Right. So the fireballs, where are the plasmas coming from?
Inside the earth.
But they appear to be coming from space and landing on the earth. Or are they just being shot up out of the earth, shot up as an arc, and fall back down?
Yep.
And
correct.
What change factor is that expressing? Magma problems?
Change factor? What are you change your change factor.
Why
are you talking about what the change factor?
Why is it happening?
Why not? No reason.
There is a reason. What is it?
No reason.
Why would there be no reason?
Because it doesn't matter.
No, it's not a big deal. It's minor.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that.
And what will plasma do if it's being activated ion?
Well, right now you have an electromagnetic shield that holds it all together. But when that's gone, you won't have that no more.
It's holding the plasma in the earth together.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's not out in the sky. It's in the earth. These plasmas that Bert is asking
about. This particular thing is, yeah.
This particular kind of plasma? Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. The balls.
The boss.
Balls.
The balls, okay. Did Catherine Harris, is that her name? Who's the vice president? Kamala Harris. Did she get zapped and has Havana syndrome a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Has she survived of it?
Nah, we're going to wait and see. We don't know. That's not looking good.
Yeah, she's functioning, doing visits. Did she come on The View today?
No, she couldn't make it because they had an outbreak, so they got the double to do it, to put her in another space. The double did it on the, when you do like a Zoom, then what happens is that you can have a double real easy, and they chalk it up to, oh, yeah. Well, it's just the way the thing is. Oh, yeah, the quality wasn't good. Oh, yeah, it wasn't just right. Oh, yeah, well, you know how the view. No, you can't really see what you see, blah, 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 blah. You know how that goes.
Because Kamala can't go public. She's too ill.
Correct.
And Havana syndrome makes you vomit, or does it give you disorientation?
All of it. I mean, like,
all of it.
It resets your... The anatonal balance, so your body kind of reacts unto itself. You basically kill yourself, in essence of it.
What's anatonal? That's tone, but non-tone?
No. It's the frequency. It's the frequency that you go by. And so they change that frequency, so your body reacts to it very virulently, not in a good way, a bad way.
Who discovered this weapon?
Trump.
No.
Okay,
it's kind of like, let's finish the sentence. It's kind of like, finish that sentence.
It's kind of like. Do you know what AC current is? Like when you plug something into the wall?
I do know.
And then, okay. And then now do you know what DC is? A converter?
Yeah.
Like your computer is DC. So you have to have a converter. But what it does, the zap turns you from an AC to a DC without a converter. So you fucked up.
Okay.
It overloads your system. Blows your system.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, right. And Pelosi, Trump would prefer Pelosi over Kamala, correct?
Neither is going to matter. They don't talk about it anymore because it doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, yeah, there's no government, as you've laid out.
Right.
And that's why Trump ain't going to be president either. There's no need
Correct.
For it.
Tell Correct. Bob not to play that part.
Why not?
Making a weapon?
Well, no, Trump said he made a weapon. Trump said he made a weapon. Trump said, watch here, he said, and when he did Space Force, he said, I have a weapon. That's unbelievable. It is hypersonic. He said it. We didn't say that. He said it.
Yeah. And that is the weapon that causes the Havana syndrome.
As well. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, whose side is General Milley on?
Nobody's side. Not on anybody's side.
So is he going to be kicked out because he's ruined his image with his recent statements?
John Hinn jumped off more than likely.
So he's in trouble, and he won't. Trump won't save him.
Oh no, he said Trump already said he should be tried for treason.
Okay, Carolyn asked about why the border chaos. You're going to talk about that later, right?
Yeah.
Right. Someone raised the idea that trillions of dollars have been hijacked for 20 or 30 years for making an outer space structure, an underground structure, just like there was $1 trillion, $4 trillion missing the day before 9/11. Has the money being stolen by the old Pentagon guys, who are gone now, but were they for 20, 30 years, stealing money to make some preparation for aliens?
Got it all wrong. They're hiding that there is no money. They're not hiding the money. They're trying to hide that there's no such thing as money. So they did the 9/11 to cover that all up, to obfuscate, where they wouldn't have to be responsible to prove that it's not the case. How do you lose all those Morgan Stanley bonds if they're fictitious? So that's the way to get rid of it, is by saying it was stolen or destroyed or blah, 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 blah. That's the point.
But they never,
reverse,
they never
exactly the opposite of what you're saying.
Right, but that's the mainstream reason for 9/11, to erase the debt because they had to, the papers showed that there was no money. So they had to get rid of the papers so nobody could find out there was no money, and they could pretend that money was lost, even though there was no money.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Good. So you were right on the thing. It wasn't that they were trying to get away with something. They were trying to prove, use some excuse to prove that there was no such thing as money. That's kind of silly the way we
said that, but
you know what we mean.
They refused to prove it. They refused to allow it to be proven. So...
That's good. You did good, Bob. That was good. And you didn't even fight us over that one, too. That was good. Congratulations, Bob.
Good.
You're getting better. I think the Finnegan's Wake has helped you. You should try looking at it when you get a chance.
So I just got 4 new books on it. That's pretty good. So,
wow. Are they picture books, Bob? Picture books are your favorite.
Yeah, nice. I'm seeing pictures of Work in Progress, the early book versions before Finnegan's Wake came out. Very rare pictures. Okay, so we're talking about, the mortgage, I've never seen anybody discuss the bonds that were in Morgan Stanley and that they got disappeared. Was that discussed in the media at the time by journalists?
Well,
anybody know?
Remember they had a big thing, and they said because of this awful, terrible catastrophe that's taking place, all those bonds, there's no way they had to be squashed. They had to be canceled. They had to be nullified because it's like anybody that they didn't burn up, somebody could pick it up and it would be like a bearer bond. So they just had to mark off the QCIP and the ISIP numbers. They had a big talk about that when it happened, Bob. They were talking about, they showed the pictures of them, the bonds falling through the sky.
Right, so that was known that Morgan Stanley had the bonds, contained the bonds, protected them, preserved the records. Okay, and
the records were destroyed. The records were destroyed with the bonds.
Right, so they had to, and any that got out, the bonds went out there. Anybody could have grabbed them, so they had to erase the bonds because potentially some survived the fall. And they erased them all, so that was that. And that's what they wanted to do, was to erase them. So that was the reason.
Correct. So that was a good reason, too.
Yeah, they planned that from the get-go. That was their motive, for the basic motive.
There's a lot of motives, but you know how that goes.
Yeah. Okay, so we did that. So the missing money for the underground. So they announced the day before 9/11 that $4 trillion or something was stolen. They're pretending there's money. That kept the myth going, that there was money.
Correct. And then here's where it got fun. The part that was missing was in the Pentagon. So they take an airplane and they crash it into the Pentagon. And the one place where all the records were that showed where the money went to or disappeared or got done or undone or whatever it was, And then the thing had 80,000 tons or 80,000 pounds of jet fuel, fully loaded, okay? And they crashed into the Pentagon, 145 feet wide, and it goes into a little one section of the Pentagon, blows up, and then they show the scene and right where it blows up, there's a book laying in a chair that didn't even get disturbed. And you can see the sidewalls of the thing. If that had exploded like that, it would have almost blown up the whole Pentagon. And then they have no camera footage of this. The most secure building in the world. No place more secure than the Pentagon. Cameras everywhere. They got no footage. Oh, except for the just across the, there was a Citgo filling station across the street. And their camera got it, but the Secret Service went and picked that up right away because they couldn't have that out there.
So there was an explosion. And what were they hiding? What was the explosion? If it could, it would have been really dangerous, then what explosion substituted from the potentially dead?
No plane hit it. No plane hit the Pentagon. No plane hit the Pentagon.
Oh, they just blew it up.
They just blew it up. And then where they show the pictures of it actually hitting is in the wrong spot because that camera that they used to pick it up was in the wrong place. It's in front of the parking lot, not to the side of it. And then all they show it is afterwards, and all you see is fire and smoke, and it completely destroyed and eviscerated a 747. Do you realize how hard, black box and all, every bit of it went to dust? I mean, that's the hottest fire in the world. Now, it didn't disturb that book sitting in the chair inside the wall where it blowed up, the open part that you can see. It didn't disturb that. So that's pretty amazing. That's a hot fire that it won't even burn. It's too hot a fire in the end. So, yeah.
Well, how come the book, that office that the book was in got blown up? So why didn't the book get blown up?
Because it wasn't blown up. It was like a detonation, like a crash, an acid fire, where it's like,
it was targeted.
Right there.
It was focused on a certain area. And the book was over across the room. It wouldn't be affected. Okay.
Correct.
So,
meanwhile, you had another 100 foot of 747 that would have knocked down either side. But apparently, here's what happened, Bob. Here's what happened. The wings fell off of the airplane somewhere in the air, and it was like a cigar cylinder, and it eased right into it. Now, it went in deeper. It was longer than the building was wide. So, they had to take the tail and the head and cut it off. So it would just fit in that little hole where it burned up. Look at the pictures. It's pretty, and look at the size plane, the wingspan, and the capacity, and how much fuel that is, and setting it on fire. Now, it made a fire, but it didn't burn up nothing except for wherever them records was. And it was completely eviscerated, every minute of it, every second. They didn't, you know, they had to haul shit out of the World Trade Center. They wasn't even nothing to haul out of that. It just made one of a hole. Boom. There it goes. Boom. Boom.
What the World Trade Center? It was nothing to haul out of the World Trade Center? What did you just say?
No, there was nothing to haul out of the Pentagon. You just left a hole that burned. That was it. There was nothing to drag off.
Which is impossible, is what you're saying.
Well, of course it's impossible. But nobody says nothing. They let that go and go, Oh yeah. That's why we're going to Afghanistan. We're gonna whoop up some sand niggers. We're gonna go. So we've been fighting for 20 years and still ain't won the war. Now if Trump gets rid of Taliban and then Biden gives them back their country, gives them back everything and gives them the world supply of lithium, the one thing that China is gonna need to make y'all's electric cars.
But a lot of the UFO researchers say the CIA is getting ready to have a fake invasion, UFO invasion, to make everybody paranoid, and then for another factor to bring in the world government, the world police force.
Okay.
But
it's going to be a real invasion. It ain't going to be a phony invasion.
Right, and it's not being run by the CIA.
Yeah, there ain't going to be no CIA in about a second. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
They say a lot of things, Bob. They say a lot of things. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So look in my mind. I watched a video about Madame Blavatsky's occult imprisonment. That was the title. And it was the words of Rudolf Steiner, the founder of Anthroposophy, what he wrote somewheres or said, and some actor said his words. It's a 24-minute thing. Basically gave the history of the spiritualism in the 1830s and 40s up to 1850. And then Madame Blavatsky comes to America and there's a theosophical movement. And then Steiner spits, he's a part of that. Then he spins off and forms his anthroposophy movement. But he starts at about 1912 and he's dead by 1925. But he's talking about in the 19th century, the new phenomenon was mediumship. And so people thought the mediums would cause a spiritual balance to the new scientific materialism. So they wanted to counter that by bringing in valid spiritual interaction. So they were hoping with the mediums to show their spiritual realities, and humans should tap into that. But what happened is the mediums got too focused on talking to dead people and the phenomenon of dead. So the medium movement that Blavatsky was part of failed. It got into the wrong purpose. So then, this is all what Rudolf Steiner says, so then he got iced out of the American Secret Brotherhood and also the Asian Indian Secret Brotherhood. So she was isolated. But she was a fantastic medium, other people were saying, not Steiner. Okay, first of all, Steiner's talking about the battle among the mediums, and Blavatsky's caught in the crossfire. Is there any truth to that? Or is that just exaggeration of people trying to...
Well, it's protracted. It's protracted. That's the only thing wrong with it. They didn't ipso facto. This was this, which then caused that. Well, if there were no this, then there would be no that. So they did it that way. It's a little existence. It's proper, it's just extreme. Is that the way to say it?
Well, no, I don't get you. What was going on? This, that, I don't know what you're saying there. This, that, protracted, what do those words mean? Were there people being mediums and people said, look, we can make people wake up to more than materialism? And they want the mediums to show that, but they get distracted
with
talking to dead people.
That's what we said, ipso facto. There had to be dead people in order for them to have the ability to pimp that up to make that to be the driving force of it. And so that was if there were no dead people, there wouldn't be no mediums to talk to them. You see?
So they had a catch-22. They wanted to make it a spiritual revolution, but they had to have dead people talk, and everybody got stuck with the dead people. And
correct.
That's all they got left.
That's all they had left with, was talking to dead people when there was other really important things they could have been doing. Going to other worlds, going to other things, getting things figured out, having a big time. They could have a hootenanny, Bob. They could have host a hootenanny. You know what that is?
Okay, so the critics of Ion say that we're just a part of the medium, and the Steiner said the medium movement failed, so we don't want to deal with mediums, and any mediums that got into the early 1920s that he was aware of talk trivialities and sentimental bullshit. I can agree with that. But we are being identified as a replay of those old mediums. We are far from that mediumship, correct? We're not even
indirectly.
Mediumship.
Yeah, indirectly.
Well, how does it mean to be indirectly? Directly, we would be mediums. If we're indirectly, we're not mediums through a back door.
No. You know, you're a medium, but you're not a direct medium. You become like somebody took a pot of water and they threw it directly on you. And if something hit you and splashed on Carolyn, she also got wet, but she got hit indirectly. That's what we mean.
Okay, so, you said if there was mediums, that's directly. You see, I don't get how you're applying it to the stupid phenomenon of mediumship, which you claim we are not. JW's at large. He's not
correct.
A medium.
So it's indirectly.
We look like a medium because that's a splash from the direct hit, but the direct hit didn't. The splash is on JW. He's not the medium. You're the medium.
Correct. Well, we're the condition.
Medium.
We're not a medium.
Yes.
We're the condition. We're the condition.
And you can perform without JW.
He gets in the way.
Yeah. Right. So you don't need to have him. And that's what we need. What you're doing.
He's handy. He's handy.
To for people to be not aware of what's really going on, which is an incredible phenomenon beyond any human imagination, what is actually going
on.
And you don't want people to realize
that. And so it's great because then they can just say, oh, that's some fictitious stuff from JW. So they can let it go. Just like Maricopa election results. They can let it go. So let it go. Okay, good. Doesn't change it. Okay. Make it last, but you just let it go. So they can, they have a place that, they have a compartment, a banker's box that they can put that tidbit of information and it not have anything to do with what reality says or is.
Right. So why did Ion want not to be understood to be the amazing phenomenon it is?
Well,
that
is caused
the,
you'd end up, you'd end up like Jerry Hicks dead.
Was he murdered?
He had to go, Bob.
Okay.
But he was almost
right.
as old as you, though. He was almost as old as you.
Yeah, yeah. So, so Ion hides what it is. Oh, but the aliens know what you are. The new aliens, that's why they want to talk to Ion. They understand what's going on.
And if they could get to us without you, you'd be done. You'd be toasty. You'd be like a little sack of puffs. You'd be in somebody's gut hole somewhere. Mm-hmm. You'd be like a
all
Snicker
right.
bar. You'd be like a Snicker bar on Saturday night, Bob. You'd be gone. Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to this. So the other tape I watched, which was interesting, was a bunch of two theosophical members talking about the glorious history and fact of Madame Blavatsky.
When you say theosophical, what are you trying to say? Theosophical, it means about a dozen things. But theosophy doesn't apply it. Apply theosophy. That's my condition of where my brain says I can think. Is that a theosophy? Yeah,
that I can think? Did you say think?
Yeah.
That I can think?
Yeah. That I can think.
So you're saying people, everybody's a channel. You don't have to make romantic words like theosophy up.
Well, at least if they're not a channel, at least they're a station. Maybe they remember Ted Turner made a super station, and they had a lot of channels.
Yeah.
Because they change.
They're a station.
They change.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a station.
I know.
And that's, you do it that way. If you do it that way, you don't get lost in the conversation. Okay, get to some good stuff because you got to go.
No. So these two guys,
yes.
as they were, gave their history of Blavatsky, and they said she was tremendous. She met with artists, thinkers, and writers when she was in North America, influenced Einstein, had Isis unveiled on his nightstand, and they present her as an incredible force in the world over all fields.
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
Yes, of course. Certainly. Why not?
Like they said she could take a cup of coffee in the daylight and have it float around the room, whereas the fake mediums would be in the dark.
Bob, Carolyn does that, and she makes coffee go up your bum and stay there for a long time and then come out.
She doesn't float around. Come on. Now, listen.
You don't know what Carolyn can do.
Yeah. Listen to this. Yeah, Carol's been hiding everything from me for some reason. Everything from me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She made you be the Duke. She's pretending that you're in charge. She knows better, but she's just hiding the illustrious truth. She's hiding the conspiracy theory for six more months, and then she's gonna show. And then she's gonna take her obsidian knife and do the autopsy to see what killed you. It'll be great. You may die. You might die. We don't know anybody that lived through an autopsy now. I'm just telling you that now. As far as autopsies go, she's good now. She's good. They're all nice and even lined. It's good.
Yeah.
She did good in anatomy. She likes that part.
Yeah. JW was a Lee Harvey Oswald Patsy. Ion, as Ion is the JW, Carolyn is the Bob. Carolyn's Ion, and Bob gets the splash, and he's a dupe, and he's a Lee Harvey Oswald, right? Like JW.
Okay.
Same ratio.
Okay.
Based on what you were saying. But did Madame Blavatsky, she was very good with psychic powers?
She was very good with powers, not psychic powers. She was good with powers. You could call them psychic. She didn't. She said, that's what you know. That's what I see. And I know that. I don't know. She didn't think it. She knows it. See the difference?
Why did she die?
Did she?
All right, so she potentially faked her death, and she's still around.
Yes, she's like Lady Diana and JFK Jr. and President Kennedy and, you know, all the rest of them.
Did Lady Diana survive? She didn't die?
Not yet. She's back. She's back, man. She's on Telegram, Bob. She's got her own channel.
But is she back because she was dead and then rebuilt herself, like the Egyptian Book
kinda
of the Dead talks about?
Kind of. But we don't have time to develop that now. You're in a land far, far away. We're trying to get you back home, Bob. We're trying to get you back home.
Right. So she, who's in the land far away? You or Bob?
JW.
Right. So Lady Diana did die in the car accident.
Now she's back.
All right. Okay. So these guys, the two Theosophic people said that Tesla was into the spiritualism. I think he maybe consulted with Blavatsky. But we know Tesla got his knowledge because he went to Rochester to see the princess or countess who had spiritualist abilities. Right. So
that's true.
So a lot of
he was also a butler. Remember Rochester? He was also a butler.
Oh yeah,
Jack Benny.
Right. So
that
Tesla
proves it,
people,
Bob. That proves it right there. That proves it.
Yeah, Tesla and Edison, they consulted mediums. They knew that you get new technologies by consulting mediums, or did they also know you could get contact with aliens? Did they know the alien thing? I would say they didn't. That would just be a surprise.
No, you precluded. They precluded it. They knew it was. They didn't see it that way. You're adding a definition to something that they didn't know was. So whether it was or whether it wasn't, they had the notion of somewhere, something. Okay, they had the notion. But that doesn't sound, that's not something you can build a prescription to. See
right.
The problem with that?
So, yeah. So
it would be high-minded to say that it may say high-minded that we had a booger in our box that made the computer. See, we had a spirit that come into the box and it made the PC. See how silly that is?
Okay.
Some would say that. So, in the case, they'd say, if you're a good Luddite, they'd say that it was the devil. If the devil in that machine, Bob, it'd be the devil. The devil. It's the devil, Bob. It's the devil.
Yes. So
that's what Rochester.
Bob becomes,
that's what Rochester used to say. He said, "It's the devil, Bob." And Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
The devil made me do it. Yeah. Flip Wilson. You forgot him too.
No, he didn't. So listen to this. So I will become the standard of working with non-physical to make technologies. They all stumbled in it, half tried it, didn't get to it. Maybe a few, maybe some did, but we haven't heard from them. But this is the first public acknowledgement of using non-physical to make technologies, new inventions. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but don't talk about it because you don't want to be. That's not your byline. It's the case. That's not your byline. That's not what you're trying to sell.
Right. So I don't play this.
That part, just that one sentence thing.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Is there something special about the Aura Linda book? OERALINDA.
No, fuck, no. Shit, no.
But you brought it up, I think. You brought it up in a.
Well, it doesn't matter. A lot of things mattered, Bob. I mean, Gurdjieff mattered once upon a time, but who cares now? You see, you're having a new conversation. You're trying to put new wine in old wineskins, Bob. It never works out good. Let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
They can't even use horses no more. They can't even use horses no more to whip the wetbacks when they're trying to get across the Rio Grande. What's left? What the fuck would Geronimo say about that when you take his horse away from him? It's ridiculous.
Do the Masons, did the Freemasonic cults or the more advanced Masons make a metaphor out of the 33rd parallel? Make it a Masonic line?
That was the whole run from the night, came from the Knights Templar. The all-seeing eye. The Oculus.
That was reference to the 33rd parallel, the all-seeing eye?
Yeah. I mean, it is. And the capstone. a capstone on the pyramid. It's all God's down, Bob. The whole thing is based on you. You know
right.
that, silly Billy.
Yeah. So the, I think Einstein said about 1,500 Freemasons in throughout history were parallel worlders and pretty developed. Most of them aren't. Did those ones who developed, they found out about the true history of the world, Yarmulke and Andromeda? They found that out by being able to travel
around. Everybody, Naaman found it all out, but they had to validate it. It's one thing to find something out. It's another thing to prove it. See, it's one thing to say that Melania Trump was really Princess Diana. That's one thing. And you look at pictures of Barron, and you look at pictures of Diana, and they look like they come out of the same mold. Okay? It'd be one thing to say that, especially when they'd be the same age, especially when all those things would be the same. But it's another thing to prove it. That's the difference. You see the difference?
So the followers of Naaman spent centuries trying to prove what they knew or thought he had done.
Yeah, you're being very sloppy, but yeah. If you go to the temple in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I think JW showed me pictures of it, going into that temple, some of the original Carrara marbled art and statuary, very, very significant, and it proves some of these points of order you're trying to point out from Naaman, which is pretty huge. It's physically there.
Okay. The real history of humanity is there?
No comment.
Okay.
We like this no comment thing. It shuts you right up. You don't beat it to death. We love it. We like that. It's perfect. That's our new most wonderful creation. No comment. No comment.
Okay. So the... Freemasons, what have you added to Freemason knowledge to complete the knowledge that a traveling riff riding Freemason had?
The dodecahedron.
And we haven't developed that, have we? The way you would say it has new knowledge.
We've been waiting pretty patiently, but you know it's not really working out so good. But we always hope for so much more, Bob.
Well, does that relate to their 19 symbols on the wall? That's knowledge that Freemasons didn't have? That kind of stuff.
Yep.
And they didn't know
about
it.
That's the reason we had to tell you not to fuck it up and lose it.
Right. And the Freemasons didn't know about the OA movements.
Oh, yes, they did. The symbol. When they rip their shirt to show their chest when they have to fall. The fall to death is from that fall into another world. Yes, they did. And that was the whole thing with the way the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine, that's what the shrine represented. With the clock, that runs backwards. Do you know that?
Yeah.
They have the clock in every hall that runs backwards. That's right. The fault.
They had a picture of it. They didn't have a clock running backwards.
Yes, they did. They most certainly goddamn do. Every damn one.
Where'd they get it from?
Where things they sell them. You can buy them.
Oh, they make them. You mean you just make them and go backwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Them. They make them for the temple. Somebody in the temple crafts the clock, and instead of running one way, it runs the other way. Or it'd be like reverse, and they put the hands on the back of it and let it run that way, so it runs backwards from what a normal clock would run. So it would be. Counterclockwise. It counters the clock. That's good. The counter, the opposite side of the clock. Very good, Bob.
And that was a symbol of going backwards, like in the Bible, you go from Revelation to Genesis. The more accurate image of time, if you condescend it to pretend there was time, you have to show it going backwards to be approximate the real no time zone, right? You have
it's
to show it going backwards.
It's called an attenuation. Attenuation.
Right, so that the It's the only time going backwards gets close to the world of no time?
Nope.
Is there
fire
reality
clocks round? Fire clocks round.
I don't know. Because they go in circles?
That's exactly right. So that's the only way they can make this lie stick is by making it similar to something else that may be. See that rub?
Yeah. So there's no time, so you definitely don't go forward, and you don't go backward in time. So why is that image presented?
Because you still say you still see everything as linear. You see it as linear. It is not, but you see it as linear.
So to make it go backwards is falling under the linear hypnosis?
Counters. It counters the present zeitgeist. It counters the present zeitgeist. You know what the zeitgeist is?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, good. Now, we're so glad. You used to didn't know nothing. You've gotten so much better. We're so proud of you, Bob. You just never know
yeah.
how much. We've got you on the prayer list, and you're just doing so good. We're so thankful you're doing good. It's beautiful, Bob.
Yes.
Just beautiful. It's great. Carolyn's done a good job. Why aren't you laughing? You're supposed to be laughing.
You go on too long and make me forget what I want to talk about. Okay.
Well, you got to hurry up because time's up.
Yeah.
Time's up.
So, what is it? Oh, the neutrino.
Neutrino
like goes
fork.
Backward. The neutrino goes backward because it's before time. It's what they, how do you say
neutrino.
It?
Neutrino goes through things, not around it or beside it. It's not a preposition. Neutrino goes through things. That's the difference.
Yeah, it doesn't go backwards. What's that thing, Carol? It happens before things happen. What was that called?
Ahead of your time.
time. It happened before it happened. I need to talk about that. That's not the way we
time
said it, Carol.
Time before time.
So events happened, and then we've experienced them happening later, and we think that's when they happened. But they already happened. I can't remember what that effects preceding causes. We used to talk about that, Carolyn. Is a neutrino, does it do that? And therefore, it's in the world of no time, ion?
When you re-listen to this, which you probably won't, but if you re-listen to this, you're going to realize how ridiculously outrageous what you said.
No, these basics are what thought does, and thought is erroneous, but we're working with thought here. And so I go over things in depth more and more and repeat things, and I find out something. So I'm on my normal route here. There's something about the neutrino, and it goes, it happens ahead of time, but I can't remember the phrase. It's not going backwards, but it represents.
Is that one?
No, that's the electron. It happens before things are known to happen. Okay, it's a particle of the stuff that happens before things are known to happen.
Oh, you mean like a participle? Oh, okay.
No. So does the neutrino do that? And when it does that, is it in no time?
Yeah, correct. We say that's right.
Okay. All right, we'll just leave
stretch.
That. I don't know.
Whew, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
You need to get a firmer foundation to go be able to go into that deeply, but you don't have that right this second. It's all fleeting. So
I forgot the phrase about happening beforehand. Did you know that, Carol? Remember that you should remember it too. We always talked about it. Things happen before they happen. What was that all about? I'm saying it wrong.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Things already happened. Was that the phrase? Things already happened. Yeah, everything's already happened. That's right. Everything's
already
happened. Bob
thinks if he says it all excited, it'll be real.
Yeah, I get all excited about what some stupid thing I said. So it's already happened. Everything's already happened. That's the world of the neutrino. And everything's already happened because there's no time. Remember that, Ian?
Oh, we've heard of that. Sounds familiar.
Is it?
Yeah, I have no way to base it on anything, of course, but you know how that goes.
Is the quark? No, they've proven there is a neutrino if I've got the right particle name. I think it's neutrino. There is. Is the quark part of this non-time world?
Yes,
of course.
But it's not gauged. Now, be careful. It's not gauged. A quark is not gauged. Talk to Bert. Burton forgot more about this than you'll ever know.
Bert doesn't know this stuff. Okay, thank you. Okay, listen to this. All right. Now, here's an interesting pattern. You talked about the abrogating. And I looked it up. The abrogation of the covenant laws.
Good.
Now, I took that to mean that in conventional Christianity, the theology says that the New Testament provided something different from the Old Testament. So the Old Testament was abrogated. And
that's
Jesus
correct.
Had some new human scale love for everybody that the elites didn't have in the Old Testament. Okay.
Well, maybe. That's a stretch, but it's okay.
Right. So here's what I thought. Ayn comes in and points out, no, there's a lot in the Old Testament that's very important. And the abrogation was just done by the established church because they wanted to hide stuff and all that. So Ion completes the Old Testament with that, all the history of Moses and everybody, the real history, and completes the meaning of Jesus just by bringing in three Jesuses. So the Old Testament and New Testament are completed by Ion, but Ion represents a third testament, which I'm going to be the philosopher of, the theologian of. Because I can see that I say Ion represents non-physical. That's the whole spectrum of evil, vampires, maenads, fairies, and saints. That's what Ion is about. That has never been explained, correct?
So far.
Right. So the New Testament was indicated in at the end of the session with the Queen, the second hour, you were talking to some of the Ionites, and you pointed out that Bob will be given access to the Codex in the Vatican, be in charge of it or something. Is it because the Queen and the Pope, the present Pope, understand that we are the, quote, new religion, and they are agreeing to it, giving into it? That's why the Queen doesn't mind the whole Ion phenomenon that we did yesterday in her palace, and the Pope would allow it by having me have the Codex. It's their way to stay connected to the new, which we are. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you originally expressed
she yields.
First.
She yields.
She yields, yeah. And so the
because
first.
Because of that bastard baby of King John. That Victoria validated. He's supposed to be the king of New Zealand, which is why you're going to have the New Zealand issue with the alien connection. We're sorry about
right,
that.
Right, but King John is 800 years. King John is 800 years
line. Yeah, that's right, but he's still the direct line. He's more in line than Queen Elizabeth I. Second is.
Than the second. More in line than the second. Okay.
Correct.
So, the Queen. So
see, That's fucked up. But they're still there again. That's what you're talking about, this quantitative condition. Quantitative condition.
Ian originally said to me 6 months into our life together, first there was Templardom, then there was Christendom, now there's going to be Iondom. Those are the three levels. Templardom
was
Old Testament magic, and which it was suppressed. Christendom was modulated for
Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. Kabbalah. Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament is Kabbalah,
which is
Templardom. They did the Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. Is the word guff only in the Kabbalah world?
No. Guff is in Psalms and in Proverbs, both.
Okay. Now,
sometimes they translate it as the Sheol. Remember, Sheol Because sometimes we talked about that to death. You know that already, so it's good.
Right. I know that. So so Christendom is actually worse than, it's presented as more important than Old Testament, but it's actually, in terms of ascension, worse than the Old Testament because it got distorted by the churches and they just made it bland. Correct? That's ruined New Testament.
Well, they tended it down so it wouldn't take such a... They had to control it, Mom, and they couldn't... You can't control it if you don't get a hold of it. You can't control it.
Right, so they had to control it, and the first stage of controlling is don't look at the Old Testament. Nothing there. Move along. Right?
There are no pink elephants. So whatever you do, don't think about pink elephants. That's the key. That's the deal breaker. Everything will be okay as long as you don't think about pink elephants, whatever you do.
Right. Now, this three levels of theology, can this be posted? Or is this, we're still working it out and maybe not play it yet for public?
We don't care. You got to play something, Mom. Do something.
Yeah, but I see. I've always been interested in theology,
theology! Marshall McLuhan had went to one fucking mass, and that's been the whole world. I've been worshiping God. I've been worshiping God all my life. I'm Bob Dobbs. I'm going to church. I've been the apostle. I've been practicing apostolic faith in doctrine for years and years, and we just now figured it all out. And we got the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got the keys to the kingdom.
Ian, you're so lame, I got to use words when I talk to you, okay? So I accept the limitation of words. You do and don't. You mix it all up. But anyways, within the realm of words and theology and words,
we make soup and stew and casseroles. We do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so the theology I'm laying out, words. So we got the three phases, the three theologies, and you did say Iondom comes after Christendom and Templeton, so it does have something to be developed, and I'm developing by looking.
We did. We praise you too, Bob. Praise Bob, from whom all blessings flow.
What I know is the Steinerites are not very good on mass media. McLuhan added the media dimension in our worlds.
Well, but he didn't know what it was. That's why he mentioned it. He's trying to figure it out.
He knew enough.
He couldn't figure it out. All he knew is there was a remote control. He didn't know how to program it. All he knew was there was a remote control. That's as far as he went. Smoking them damn cigarettes. Gosh.
Okay. When you say Vatican Codex, that's the stuff in the Sistine Chapel that you have to have the black light to see? Or is it other stuff? It includes that, but is other stuff as well?
Yeah, there's other stuff as well. Down in the vault, there's a whole section to your Dark Lord and Master Satan, Bob. Picture you right there on the wall, big as life.
Now, in the abrogating...
We never said that before.
No, that's right. No, that's brand new. Do I keep that secret or put it out there tonight or today?
Put it out there. When we raid the Vatican, we'll take a Kodak. We got one roll of Kodachrome film left, Bob. We don't know how we're going to develop it. We got one roll of Kodachrome. We're going to take a picture of Bob naked in the bowels of the belly of the beast.
When I showed up there in the summer of 2014, they knew it and followed me, correct?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Okay, so you mentioned in the abrogate topic, Bob and the Vatican and the Codex, he said, Bob and the L factor. And he said, we're not going into the L factor. Is there something that we would develop about that later? Not today?
Later.
The
still,
L factor.
Not today. You're at it.
Don't have much time. Yeah, so I have here the audits and canvas, and Sidney Powell will be justified soon, correct?
Top and justify.
Yeah, so we did that. Okay, people like Project Veritas go in and take people. Does that have a lot of effect on people, the Project Veritas exposures?
They don't care. Who's listening to that? They say something, and then stupid Matt Drudge, who also nobody's looking at, says, oh, my God, They get down in the boiler room and they make this shit up, and then they go get drunk in a bar and run their videos. They do a TikTok. They do a TikTok and talk to themselves about people getting wild and stuff, and then slaying people in the basement, and people sucking each other's TTs and doing bad things to people. And the jab is this, and this is all we knew. We put mercurochrome. We run out of methylate, so we put mercurochrome in the damn vaccine because that we thought that'll fix them. By God, that'll show them. We got some tincture of methylate. Ooh, that'd be good. That burns a little bit, but yeah, we got it. We got to work that. And they go, it's ridiculous. It's beyond reproach. It's not, but it's beyond reproach, but it's not. Because that's all being uncovered. So now then they back it up when they get proved, or they start walking them off the stage of The View, fully vaccinated, walking them off the stage mid-show, and as Stupid Joy says up there, well, this is what we do on live TV when we don't know what to do. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay, Fauci is married to this woman, Christy Gale or something.
Who's head? She's the head of the disease people.
Yeah, she's head of the bioethics department and the programming human resources slaves or something. And who is she? Is she a spy controlling Fauci? Is she more powerful than Fauci behind the scenes?
Oh, that's not that. It won't last long, Bob. You don't have to worry about it. And don't. That's secondary news. Okay, good. Happy days, Bobby.
Why is she married to him? What's she getting out of it?
Well, he's got to sleep with somebody somebody to place the. Not whether you win or lose, Bob. It's how you place the blame.
Right. So she's into status, and she thinks she has status with Fauci.
Well, status. He don't got no status. He's just been doing it all along. How did he become? How is it he lived his whole life and nobody ever heard of him being over all of ID, everything, and every infectious disease in the world for 1,000 years? And now all of a sudden he walks in the thing like he owns something. Nobody's heard of him till now. Then they find out that he damn promoted AIDS. He promoted the process. He changed the protease inhibitor. He caused the HIV to even be embraced into the meat sack body. He changed the way you look and count a CD4 count. And then he comes into a place and then they stick shit in a bat house from Wuhan and other places and develops a thing in New fucking Jersey and then comes back. Now, I got the vaccine. Woo, I got the vaccine. I'm going to save the day. We got this all worked out. It's like, come on now. You're good. Let's go. Come on.
Is she worried that he's going too much
sugar for a dime?
Right. I get that. Is she worried, final point, is she worried she's going to jail or he's going to jail or she doesn't care?
She's very worried that the guillotine they use will be rusty and won't do the job completely the first time.
She's not interested in him anymore. She's divorced him emotionally.
Whatever. Maybe he has already. Maybe. It's all good. Okay. Adios. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good time and say hello to the queen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ion. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Always. We'll give you a heads up once he hits the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Woohoo.
Great.